All right, so I'm not going to say how, but as a kid, if you guys remember Transformers 2, and there's that scene when they're talking to John Turturro, and he's all famous now, and he's like, they're interviewing him, and he's sitting in that big-ass room about his book that he wrote. So he's in like some mansion thing. But I grew up in that house as a kid.
Yeah, I call bullshit on that.
Dude, I swear on all my children.
You don't even fucking watch that show. What's up, party people? Welcome to Enter the Realm, episode 45.
Whoa, that was it?
The Realm Collective podcast.
That was sad.
We now have more episodes than we have had U.S. presidents. How exciting is that?
Real fast, though, it is true. I mean,
no,
I'm
it's
just going to go back and say that. It's true.
Whatever.
You're fucking nice.
My name is Chris, and joining me tonight is the Jackal Squad, plus a very special guest. Going across the bottom of my Google Hangout screen, which is in alphabetical order, much to my surprise, after 45 episodes. Up first is my very own personal Thunder Thief, Daniel.
Hey.
What's happening, y'all? Why are you all the way over there?
We can see his hand go up.
Why are you over here? What are you trying to be abstract? You should put something over there on the other side. So,
dude, yeah. his herpes are flaring up, bro. He doesn't want you to see.
All right. Up next is the man who epitomizes the phrase, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, Jay Ruse.
Is there another Jay Ruse in here?
No, there's not.
No imitations?
No, they're on IG.
Just the one.
They're all on Instagram.
Just the one. All right, up next, Mr. AKA.
Yo, what's happening?
Fucking blew it again.
Who, me?
That's what she said. All right. up next,
guys got me fucked up.
Silver Age, a.k.a. Dust Mites, is in the house.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Enter the Realm.
The legendary Victory Saber 77.
Hello.
And our very special guest for the evening, Justin T2RX6.
What is going on, everybody? I feel weird being on camera. Like, I can see the hairline, all that stuff. Not good. I feel like I should turn the camera the other way and just be some hands, because that's how everybody knows me. But, you know.
You gotta start wearing more hats, yo.
We gave you plenty of time to do a comb-over.
Do you see us? Do you see all of us?
Yeah, my wife's like, are you going on like that? Shaved. I'm like, what? Who cares?
I wondered if you were going to show your face. I'm like, I wonder if we're going to get his face or if it's just the voice.
Just you want me to turn around? I can, you know, we can make this authentic. Just like hands the whole time? Is that good?
You just finger puppeted it all the whole time?
Well, let's get into some...
Sweet.
All right. Danny froze.
You froze.
I froze. Let's try it again. Let's get into some what did you get, Dan?
Another light week, thankfully. Got Deadpool. And I got the Fans Toys Kickback. And I got something special from my buddy Chris, but I haven't put it together yet, so I'm not going to talk about it.
You just did.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, you let it out. You might as well.
After this moment, I will not talk about it.
Until it's a working project. I send him a kit.
Until it's a working project, yep.
It's a working project.
Knight Rider?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Jay Ruse.
Finally complete. I actually got two Dinobots this week. I completed my Fans Toys collection up there. Well, he's not 100% complete because he's missing his fucking cannon. So I have to wait for it.
So you got stomp with no gun, huh?
Yeah, stomp with no gun.
I mean, if you keep him in dino mode, you don't need it.
So is your e-tailer going to resolve that for you?
Yes, absolutely. They love me.
Like every normal person, who keeps their Dinobots in robot mode?
Oh, they look way more intimidating in robot mode than they do in dino.
You know, that's what I do.
That's a question for later.
All right, and my second Dinobot is I finally got the Fans Project Grimlock. Light is terrible.
Why?
Because he's fucking awesome. And he comes with this awesome
throne. Why would you do that?
Because he comes with this awesome throne?
Who said
Why
that?
Why not? Fucking Biggie Zipper's like,
James.
Fuck that figure.
I bought the figure, candy. But still.
I like him. I actually like them.
All right, Jisk.
Did I talk about Stomp last week?
Yeah, last week was a big stomp week. Last week we all stomped on motherfuckers.
I got Fans Toys Kickback. I got MP Skywarp, the first model from Deluxe. Shout out to Deluxe. And then I got my broken Fans Toys Hound back today from Deuce.
Oh, nice. Sweet. Did he include a little tube of crazy glue for you?
No, I keep that on deck, unfortunately.
So are you going to reach out to your favorite E-Taylor about getting some new parts for that?
You know, I didn't even think about it, but I probably will hit up Hanny and see if he can swing that. The piece just pops out.
Yeah, I think he probably could do something for you.
Even though
it is a test shot.
Yeah, but they don't need to know that.
But yeah, there's
I guess I have to wait. Permission. I guess I have to wait till they officially drop before I can have them ask for parts.
Yeah, you probably that'd probably be a good idea. All right, Justin, what'd you get?
I got the piece of crap that is pretty famous now. I got Stomp, and I got...
Tell our audio listeners what you got.
Oh, the, whatever his name is, Omnigonix, masterpiece of shit, spin out, yeah. I got the Fans Toys Stomp, and then finally, whatever the Black Dune Buggy thing from Leo Kaiser is called, the Warbitron version. So, or no, I'm sorry, TFC. Same I confuse the companies anymore, you know? And that's it. That's it.
All right. Dust.
Well, I thought I was going to have a deuce egg. But then I remembered last week I got Stomp Monday, and I got Forager on Wednesday, right? So,
You still haven't opened it yet?
Nah, I still haven't fucking opened it.
It's good, man.
I was like, yo, Hanny, I need to have this right away, and I still have not. I haven't had the time. Tomorrow. I'm off tomorrow, so I'll spend some time with this bad boy. So,
I will say this, and we don't have to have a big debate about it, but so far, Fans Toys has smashed everything, with the exception of the Reflector, which isn't bad. I just prefer the Make Toys one better. But they're crushing it. That Stomp is... I can't talk about it enough.
Yeah.
That thing is awesome.
Still going to say Swoop is my favorite.
He would be my favorite too if he didn't shelf dive like four times in my house and break three different ways. So
are his ankles loose on yours too? Like
mine
lean forward and back.
Yeah, yep. He definitely can't hold his feet in any one position. So
yep.
He needs a very flat shelf and better not rumble or anything. Thank God I don't live in California. So.
Rumble's blue.
I will tell you that I have the red and blue one, and the red one is better than the blue one at standing.
May have to go for the red one then at some point.
No.
Need some legs.
No.
Just to steal some legs.
Oh, okay. I still haven't gotten a sore. I still need to get one. I'm sore about getting sore.
There's plenty of bitches that'll give you some sores.
Yeah, well.
Red, blue, purple, whatever color you want.
I'd rather just... Maybe I'll start a GoFundMe for a sore.
I think you should do it. All right, Jane.
I, too, got Deadpool. Star Wars Black Series, Ahsoka... Luke and Kanan.
Did you find those at retail?
Yes, I found them at Target.
You found the Ahsoka at Target?
Yep. Yeah, Target's been the place that I find a lot of the Star Wars Black stuff.
You live in the fucking land of milk and honey over there.
Yep, you just got a little hot spot over there, all the stuff you've been finding, man. It's dry as a bone. I went to a ton of stores looking, so... let's see, I got Stomp. Surprise! He's still in the box, too. I hadn't had a chance to mess with him. Picked up some Marvel Legends, Spider-Man, I don't know which one that is.
Pizza Spidey.
Pizza Spidey, yeah. I picked up a Demolition Man and a War Machine, just kind of out of random impulse purchasing. It's dry out there. I went to... And I know over the course of a year I've sworn off retail shopping, but sometimes out of boredom, I probably went to no shit in the past 7 days, probably 40 places that sell toys.
Well, you're always on the road, man. Absolutely. So you just can set your Google up to just fucking tell you where everything is on the way and pull over.
That's in four states.
Yep. So I guess it's just a matter on how fast you have to get somewhere. If you got extra 2 hours to spare, you could just
plot it out
and just, you know, plot a course and just go for it, man.
Yeah, and then in the evenings when I'm done or whatever. So
yeah, you hit whatever thing's local.
You know, and you can kind of look at a Walmart and say, okay, I can go through the garden center and get to the toys and get right back out because they probably aren't going to have anything. So.
Yeah, I'm a big garden center guy at the Walmart. And I go through the slipping and sliding through the flowers.
Getting some feedback. I don't know if anybody else hears that. All right, so let's see. What else? Got a little bit of news we're going to go over first. Nathan Fallon, am I saying his last name right? Nathan Fillion. Fallon.
Fillion.
Okay. He's going to be Wonder Man in Guardians 2. Is that a good cast call?
Fillion.
Eric, you want me to screen share the photo? The picture that they picked, he kind of looks like the guy. We don't need to. I just don't know.
He's the guy from Firefly, right?
Yeah. Firefly Castle, which just got canceled.
Which just got canceled.
Yeah.
Curse continues.
Oh, where's that feedback coming from?
That is bad. Everybody make sure they're plugged in good. So, while Jessica's sharing that, what do you think about him being cast in that role?
It matters on how good the fucking how big the role is going to be. I really hope it's just not a quick cameo because I really like the dude. The dude's got some talent.
I don't think
Wonder Man is a big enough character to carry like a big spot, but.
Hey, who would have thought Guardians of the Galaxy would have carried a movie?
Yeah, exactly. You're absolutely right.
Wait, he's going to be Wonder Man?
Just cast the artwork up.
Hold up.
He's going to need to get pretty jacked.
Yeah, because I didn't know Wonder Man was related to the Guardians at all.
Probably not.
No, it probably is in the new universe somehow.
But in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, he is.
That's right. The MCU is a whole other creature. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, at this point, they're going to use what characters they have the rights to. And at some point, Wonder Man was probably involved in one of the Infinity somethings or others. And
actually, he's part Alien, isn't he? Isn't he part
No.
No, but he's like, but isn't he like?
He shut him down. Real quick.
Nope.
Jay was like, no, get that shit out of here.
Isn't his alter ego an actor? Isn't that the whole thing? His alter ego is an actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Hollywood star and all that.
Right. James, you just juiced the hell out of that.
Isn't he? Isn't Vision somehow related to Wonder Man too? Like, Wonder Man's personality or something.
Yep.
Okay. Now, are we talking new universe or old universe?
I don't fucking know.
I'm the Silver Age universe. I'm the old guy.
They're the universe they want to.
The universe is out of control. Fucking out of control.
This universe is what the MCU is based on. I don't know. I mean, I think he'll do fine in it. He's a good actor. He's got somewhat of a cult following already. Else to tag onto. It's an interesting casting, you know. I mean, so was Chris Pratt as a. The Star-Lord. Who the hell would have ever thought that would have worked?
They should have made him Nova before they made him Wonder Man, because Nova has more to do with the Guardians, I'd think, than Wonder Man, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows? They introduced the planet too already in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
They may not have the rights to Nova.
That's true.
They had the whole Nova corpse, right?
Guardians.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I don't know if that was lumped in with the Fantastic Four stuff or not. All right. CBS has announced a new Star Trek show. Jisk, is this what do you have here? It's a new series. It's not a
They talked about it a while ago, but I guess it's really a go.
Let's see what it says. They're just ready to begin production.
Yeah,
and that I don't know what else. That's it.
I know they said it may happen, but I guess it's definitely a go.
So I think the even bigger thing here is that girl has big issues. I need to read more on that.
Who?
To the right. Big issues.
Oh, right. Is that
a Threes Company?
Yes, yeah. It is. You know,
all right, Disc, we in here, brother.
Hey, when are we going to get a Dust Mites remix of that song? Have you used it?
I've actually sent just a couple of videos where I took that breakbeat in the beginning when it starts and I really slowed it down, and it sounded pretty fucking dope.
You wouldn't even recognize it, though. Like
you couldn't even tell it was that because I think I slowed it down maybe about 15 beats per minute or maybe 20 beats per minute, and it just like, you know, so I don't know. I'll work on it.
A funny side note, so in some training with my job this week, and I have I always have something nerdy as my backdrop for my laptop, not my backdrop, my wallpaper. So right now it's a Shield logo, and so the guy's like, "Oh, you're a nerd." I was like, "Dude, you have no idea." He pulled up his pants to show me a Klingon tattoo on his leg. I said, "Bro, you can't say anything about anybody nerding." I said, "Are you fluent?" He's like, "Absolutely not." And that's 20 years old. I said, "That's 20 years you could have gotten it covered up." Oh, so shout out to the Trekkies out there.
I think he was hitting on you. He was hitting on you, trying to show you.
No, we both have bald heads, so.
I mean, people that watch Star Trek, have any of these spin-offs in these series been bad?
Most of it's pretty beloved. Yeah.
I mean, I liked, of course, Next Generation. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed Deep Space Nine. I wasn't a big Voyager fan. I know nothing about Enterprise. I was hoping that maybe it was the dude from Quantum Leap jumped into that, and that's what he was going to do, but that didn't happen. Some of the later movies were lackluster and just it is what it is. But
so Nightwingham is a is
who?
Oh, what?
Nightwingham is a crazy Trekkie.
Oh God!
They're embargoed. Do we know they're embargoed? And they're using them.
All right, we got a show for Nightwingham. They did a Star Trek show.
It's Star Trek Embargo. That's going to be the name of it.
Yeah,
Star Trek Embargo.
Half the show he talks about Star Trek. The next half he talks about DC Comics being embargoed.
Mastership Heath says a Star Trek series is web only. Way to limit your...
Good luck with that one.
They're setting their course for Toronto. It's all about...
So maybe some of the extras from some of the DC TV universe.
Yeah.
All right.
Web only, like, yeah. What a waste of everyone's time.
So let's move on here to Sci-Fi confirms a pilot for a Superman prequel titled Krypton has been.
So let me.
I don't even know what to say about this.
Before anybody asks, no, it will not have Superman in it in any shape or form.
So I can't wait to see people who are like, "Where's all their superpowers?" Or you know, or maybe they're gonna have superpowers, which is totally not Krypton, right?
Like, yeah, they're gonna fuck everything up, you know.
So it's just gonna be like CSI or something.
All of a sudden, there's a yellow sun that's gonna make them, and they destroy the yellow sun.
Listen,
they don't talk about the yellow sun anymore.
There's a reason why this is on Sci-Fi.
Yeah, well, Sci-Fi is
going to be very good.
So when this gets canceled, do you think they'll like real quickly make an episode that is Krypton blowing up, and that's how they end the series? I think they can get that out in like 5 episodes.
Yeah, right? Well, what will happen is they'll call in the special effects team from Sharknado. They'll be on 7
year. It'll be on the web.
And it's Ian Ziering will rip through. Ian Ziering will actually cut the planet in half with a chainsaw.
Ian Ziering, in a tank top.
In a tank top, right, with Tara Reid's boob hanging out.
What a bad idea.
The humanity!
So there's some Star Wars-inspired skull models.
Dude, these things look badass. So basically they're making like these little, you know, skulls of all the characters. So like, look, there's a little Yoda one. I don't know why you would need these, but they look cool.
Sweet. Well, it'd be good for like a Predator setup, you know, if you have your little trophy wall.
Sweet. Yeah, but when you want to like,
add your universe to it.
Sweet.
Stan person, look at that. For all you Tawn fans.
I don't think this version of his skull.
I like this one's called Sleeping Bag.
You know, they make a Tauntaun sleeping bag. So do they? Are these just renders of the, or shitty drawings at this point? Have they actually made anything?
I think this is the one that looks like they have. that they've had. Yeah.
So good. And that's really hard to tell what kind of scale we're working with here.
Except
I mean,
it's with the Black Series boss.
No, that's yeah. not
that
Black
3 3/4. Look, it's
3 3/4. Yeah, it's 3 3/4.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You see those 5 points of articulation screaming at you?
Yeah,
their
but you
name.
Know it. It's a nice detail, 3 3/4.
Yeah.
This is cool. I mean, this is
shout out to all the girls on Tinder.
This thing's cool the back because it just has other, like, you could use it for other things and then still have, like, a subtle Star Wars reference because most people aren't going to know. Like, they're not going to, if you're not a Star Wars fan, you're not going to look at any of these. Sorry that I'm going so fast.
Oh, look at those awesome skulls.
Yeah, and you know what I mean? Dog, man. Nobody's going to realize that that's from freaking Jedi.
I'm pretty sure as a Star Wars fan, I wouldn't notice that any of these are from Star Wars.
Monkey lizard.
Oh, Jabba's pet.
Yeah, that's
okay, what's that?
Delicious crumb.
Yeah.
that one's gotta be.
Yo, shout out to Delicious Crumb, holding it down from day one.
That one would be cool. That one's huge.
That's the only one I would recognize.
If they made him to scale,
Space Bear.
Oh, there we go. A trepsh.
Oh, and that one. I would have got that one too.
Yeah, that one's cool.
It's a tarp.
Is that Sebulba?
Yeah, it's Sebulba.
Yeah, I see it.
It's a tarp.
It's a tarp. You never seen that?
What were they called?
And you never seen that? Google right now. It's a tarp.
Oh, Jar Jar.
Jar Jar. Oh my gosh.
Do people commonly have bones in their eyebrows? I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
that's where I'm.
Well, he has eyes right there, so I guess that's like his eye socket.
No, those would not have bones in them. But listen, if they didn't do that, it would be unrecognizable.
Does your dick have a bone in it? No.
Oh, it does. Time.
All right, so moving on.
It's the same fucking thing. It's muscle.
Tinder, so, baby, Tinder.
So
the DC. Well, real fast. Okay. Real fast about the Star Wars thing. It is a
it's a GoFundMe.
They're not going to make it. 18 days to go, and they're not even at half of what they need.
Yeah, so. No, thank you.
They're not going to make it.
I like the drawings, though. The drawings are really good.
They're parodies.
The drawings.
What do you get? Like now,
you get nylon copies. You get nylon copies. So these are 3D printed.
Yeah.
If you pledge $1 or more, you just get a thank you for your interest and support.
Well, that's what they do for all Kickstarters.
$15 gets you one of them.
$15, yeah, you get one. $20, you get one of your choice.
For $22, you get a reach around. For $25, they'll spit in their hand.
Three of your choice. Let's see here. They're made out of nylon. I don't know if that makes a difference to people.
That means they're going to be 3D printed.
Yeah.
I just want
to be all reached for your pleasure.
$250 or more, and you get the full set, all 15 Skull Wars skulls.
All right.
They're all gone.
That's the early bird, right?
That's $250. Yeah, those are all gone. But $275, you get.
Keep scrolling. Is there a Robert Boneface?
There should be. That'd be awesome. That's what you need to make, Justin.
A Robert Boneface.
Yeah. Yeah, a skull with a skull painted on it.
Just a black piece. Yeah, it's just a white painted skull.
It's fun.
Yeah, a black skull with a white lift out.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, so
I love the fucking title, man.
Supergirl is moving to the CW.
No. She flies to the CW.
Okay. I was reading the note. Sorry. Supergirl's flying to a new home on the CW. So like we might be getting some more of those awesome crossovers.
Yay!
I can honestly say I've still never seen 1 second of the footage from that show.
Yeah, you're doing all right then. You don't need to.
Yeah.
Look at I never watched Supergirl. I gave up on Legends of Tomorrow. I'm so close to giving up on The Flash.
I give up on Arrow before The Flash, man.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm done with Arrow after this season, but yeah. Flash is kind of holding on. Yeah,
Legends of Tomorrow actually is it's going to have a nice ending, I think. It's going to have a pretty interesting ending.
I'm over it.
And I can't. I got like 3 on my Hulu queue, and I'm like, I had absolutely nothing to do the other day, and I did not watch it. I just fired up like Borderlands and started all over again.
I took it out. I took it out of the queue.
I'm done.
Old episodes of Modern Family. Or
that's it.
Justin, do you watch any of these shows?
No. I got the first episode on my Vudu account for free, and still haven't been able to watch it. So you know.
of Supergirl.
Did you watch any of the DC shows or just...
I watched season one of Arrow on Netflix, and that's about it. It was okay. I mean,
season two is a lot better, but it really
season
drops
two got
off
better, but after that, that died.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I haven't even caught up on most of the Marvel shows, and I'm definitely a bigger Marvel fan than I am a DC fan. Like, you know, I only like the Marvel Comics versions, or Marvel Comics DC characters like Batman, who are kind of relatable and stuff like that, you know? I don't really care for Supermans and things like that.
Here's my thing about Supergirl, is they're saying, like, oh, it averaged a healthy 9.7 million views in its first episode, because they gave it to everybody for free.
Yeah.
You're basing that on the skew of how good the show's going to do. You got some shitty marketing people.
You're absolutely right.
Absolutely.
I bet you they don't even complete season two.
I couldn't believe she got fucking picked up for season two, man.
That's because... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to segue. Speaking of Marvel TV shows, Agent Carter was officially canceled by ABC.
Am I allowed to give a spoiler? Am I allowed to give a spoiler here?
Yeah, Civil War? Nobody's watching this. So,
she was permanently canceled in the Civil War movie.
Oh!
Yeah, that's not really a spoiler. That doesn't have any plot reference. Really.
Whatever, it's still a spoiler. She's dead.
Oh, I guess it is. if you're so sensitive that you get butthurt over that spoiler, please send all complaints to...
EntertheRealmcast@gmail.com.
That's it. So, side note,
they wrote that funeral scene in.
That bitch is out of here. Yeah, after they found out it was canceled, we got to kill this.
They're like, oh, shit.
I never watched that show. I'll be honest.
It was good. I liked the first season. I saw the
first season was good. I agree.
The ending was a little weird and awkward, but.
Did they wrap up the second season, or did it just.
Oh shit!
I'm a very big fan of like period pieces, so I like older shit for me.
They finish the storyline each season. It's nothing to be continued.
So did it take place shortly after? Did it take place just right after World War II? And then did they have a Tony Stark's dad in there too?
Tony Stark's dad was in there. Jarvis was
in there.
He was a big part of it.
Was Tony Stark's dad the guy from Mad Men?
No, he was younger.
That's just the movie.
Yeah, he was younger. He played the younger Tony Stark's dad.
He was playing a preacher.
And then something happened in the first season, where they blamed him. They thought he was like working with Hydra, selling secrets and stuff like that. So he was on the lam for a while, so that gave him a reason not to be there. Shout out to Nathan Haskell. But then he would come back from episode from time to time, and Jarvis would be there to help her, you know, through everything. I really liked it. I didn't watch season two, but season one I really liked until the end. And
then just keep it that way. Keep it that way.
Season two got really bad, huh?
It was bad. It was terrible.
I'm gonna cancel for a reason.
Yeah, I know. I eventually watch it, but I don't know. I never watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. either. I watched the first couple of episodes, and I really didn't like the show. Really didn't do it. Did it get any better?
Yeah, no. I think it's pretty good.
Because I want to get into it, and I want to watch something. I need something new on my queues, so...
Watch it.
I'm not saying
it's the greatest show ever, but it's
It's entertaining. After seeing the shit on Netflix and how Netflix is kind of like keeping things kind of like reality-based, like the heroes and their superpowers, but it's still like a regular... You get what I'm saying? There's no, like, capes and hoo-ha and hoopla and powers and special effects and all that other shit. But I guess that's the same thing. Like, when I watched it, I was expecting a little bit more. And they're like, what do they call the powered people in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Enhanced.
Okay, enhanced. Yeah. And I saw a couple episodes where it was just fucking terrible. This is god awful. So yeah, I'll give it another try.
You know why they're enhanced, right?
Because they can't be mutants.
Yeah, because they can't be mutants. That's exactly why.
Embargoed.
Embargoed. Why are they embargoed?
This is the problem.
They're inhumans.
Yeah. This is the problem for me. Is like Netflix has kind of ruined me for watching just these network shows, and not because of like just because the dialogue is so cheesy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can't really get behind it.
Yeah, I'm never really a big fan of any type of show on, like, the big networks, like Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 7, you know, that shit, because it's
hey,
just...
Hey, Dust, those channels are different than everybody.
Yeah, okay, excuse me, CBS, NBC, and ABC. I'm sorry. I knew what he was saying.
No,
because you're from the area.
Well, I don't watch Channel 2 either.
What's CBS? Like CBS down by you is Channel 67?
Yeah, like 26 or something like that.
Wow. You know what's funny? I still think of, and I guess because when I was a kid, the shows that KS was like Murder, She Wrote, Andy, whatever, Matlock. And so in my mind, I still think that CBS is this old person.
Yeah, exactly, man. CBS was always like for the older generations.
But now, I mean, they have
you you had your MASH and Trapper John MD and your Lou Grant. Quincy.
They have Quincy
was a killer, man.
Trapper John MD.
Yeah. Trapper John MD.
Yeah, that shit was dope.
I never got that spinoff.
And it's funny, it's like, I used to spend my weekends at my grandmother's house, and that's the shit she always watched, man. We would watch that shit all the time, CBS, and then Love Boat. And Fantasy Island on Saturday nights.
I don't know if I...
ABC.
In the chat, probably not. But shout out to Zima. Zima and Jolly Ranchers. Things from the olden times. I still got to go back and watch Jessica Jones. I have that on my list of things
I gotta
to accomplish.
Finish that one.
I just want to get through it, to be honest.
It was a tough watch. It was a tough watch for me.
I think it's a lot of storytelling for the future, and that's the reason I want to watch it.
That's why it's so good.
Up next is Dark Knight Robin figure is going to be coming out in the next wave of the multiverse.
Oh, they're going to do the multiverse.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Figures.
I froze up a little bit, so I don't know if you guys are still screen sharing or not.
Yeah, I'm screen. Yeah, I got you, bro.
Okay.
You know, it actually, they did a good job hiding her knees in this one either. Anyway,
got that Kenny Prime haircut.
Shout
out to Kenny Prime. Prime time with Kenny Prime. Coming soon.
There was a version of this that came out in the like a collector pack. I actually saw it at a Hastings not too long ago.
Yeah, it had the collectibles.
Yeah. It's a similar. I hate that the glasses are solid green. If they were transparent, they'd be a lot better.
Yeah,
But this is like the 1999 multiverse figures that you get into Walmart and Target, right?
Yeah, it's a $20 figure.
All right, so this is one of those special fucking figures that you guys get.
No, there's going to be a...
Jisk was offended.
Oh, our screen share went away.
There's a thunderstorm going through.
Did the thunder steal?
Is this the Robin that was became spoiler, or is this something completely different? You know?
That's completely different.
Okay. Not very familiar.
This is the one from
Stephanie Brown.
Okay.
Yeah, it's from the Dark Knight Returns. The Dark Knight Returns comic, and he's back.
He's gone. All right, so moving on here through our news, we just won't have screen shares. He's back again. He keeps bouncing my stuff. There he is. You still got your screen share there, Chief?
Yeah, it's up. You just have to hit.
No, you're not screen sharing.
No, you're not screen sharing.
Oh, I'm not. Okay,
I'm looking deeply into your eyes.
Uh-huh. Somebody throw an alligator at your internet again?
Dude. Honestly, so we had Verizon, and then they sold to a company called Frontier.
Oh, yeah, that's always going to be good.
All the balls, let me tell you.
That's what I have. They're terrible.
Yeah, dude. They're the worst. All right, am I a screen sharing now?
All right, we're ready for whatever's next.
There she is. She's back.
Oh, all right.
What's up, sweetie? She got some thighs on her.
Oh, look what's next. Old Cat and the Cold.
Most in the history of television, what's his name? Wentworth Miller leaving Legends of Tomorrow. Oh. Captain Cold, who's the only reason Jisk watches the show.
The same thing, man. That's the only reason I watch it, too.
But then I noticed that everybody was talking like him.
All caught on.
We always knew that he wouldn't be a permanent member of the Wave Rider.
He's got a lot of things going on.
How he talks on that prison break?
No, not at all.
Talks like a normal dude?
Well, he's got a little bit of a twang, but it's not that bad.
It's not like we knew it was a trap.
You know what? Prison Break, the first season of Prison Break was really good. Second season, halfway through, just died. And then the writer's strike came in, and it was fucking done.
Yeah, they broke out of prison.
Then they were on the run. But if you guys want to watch something good, the first season, just watch the first season. It was really good. Really good show.
This makes sense, though. I mean, they killed the character, so.
Yeah, that's true.
What? Huh? I
mean, spoilers.
Huh? It was in the last episode.
Last episode.
I didn't watch it. I told you to.
Oh! I'm only 22 episodes behind on that, so I guess I'll just take
Now I got to fucking spend my day off tomorrow catching up, you motherfuckers.
Hey, yo, Jisk, if you weren't done with LOT, are you completely done with LOT now?
I probably would be. Like, he was so terrible that it was like, it made it funny. Like, not that he was terrible. He just was the one, like, it was ridiculous. Like, that him and then the other guy, who's his buddy? Nick.
Oh, fire, whatever.
Heatwave, yeah. Just, like, dude, just terrible. Like, really? Like, just the fucking worst. But
So I have a, and whoever's listening that casts people in Hollywood, right? I have an idea for this guy. So the next Transformers movie, we need Trax, and he needs to voice Trax.
Oh, yeah. Straight up, man.
Would that not be great?
Hang on.
Listen.
Listen, here. Listen, Raul, get your boom box. All right, moving on here.
Brian Brink says, Jisk, boldly go to the new frontier.
I won't do it.
Warner Brothers is developing a Harley Quinn spinoff movie with Margot Robbie.
So hopefully let's wait.
Okay.
No, I was going to say, wait.
I was going to say, hopefully she does a good job in...
I want to fast forward to 6 months of like Warner Brothers cancels the Harley Quinn spin-off.
Halfway through production.
I don't know. Everybody's commenting on her. Like, it's like it doesn't matter how bad it is. People are gonna be like, I want to see her. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
It can be trash and it'll do okay.
Yep. It's trash, but she got that ass.
Yep. Are you gonna have a movie, a Harley Quinn movie, and have no Joker in it? I mean, is that kind of the? I guess I should probably have read this article, but.
Nah, fuck, you don't need to read it. No, they said they were going to do, like, a Birds of Prey type deal, so they're going to bring in a bunch of other, like, female, like, heroes and villains, as I'm partially reading it.
Embargo.
It's a box of wine night. Oh, maybe here at Warner Brothers.
Oh, maybe that's why Black Canary was embargoed from the show. Literally,
right? Maybe. Said that.
But, I didn't hear you. You mumbled.
Shout out to Box of Wine.
Okay, so the next piece is actually our last little piece of news that's non-toy related, really. That's right. We have an official title for Transformers 5. It's Transformers: The Last Night, KNIGHT. And what have they done to our beloved logo here?
They patch quilted a patchwork quilt. Is that what it's called?
What font is that, Jisk?
I have no. I mean, it's still the Transformers fault.
Fault. It is their fault.
Fault, all right.
I don't think so. It's looking pretty rounded.
Yeah.
That's something different, man. Right. That's a new one.
Honestly, if it looks kind of like the Star Wars fault.
Yeah, it does. Realm.
I understand you're trying to give some blame. It's okay.
This is Star Wars fault. That's what this is.
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking Star Wars.
That's a lightsaber.
Just based on this... logo here, the movie is going to be shitty.
Hold up. So I actually read this kind of. They actually got a younger actress to be in it now to stand alongside Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah,
I don't know 13? What Michael Bay is trying to say.
And isn't her real name Alexa? And then her character's name is Alexa?
I don't know, probably.
That's always the best type of actor, you know, when their name needs to be their name. Otherwise, you can't guarantee that they're going to, like, look at the camera or whatever when they're called.
Ooh, hold dude, up, update. Hold on. Scroll down. Update. Scroll down.
Oh, the Instagram is just launched.
Steal my thunder.
Sorry.
I know which Instagram I won't be subscribing to.
You deserve it.
The Last Night. Who's the last night? It's probably going to be some fucking character we don't even fucking know. Unless Prime's
dying.
It's going
to be someone we see for 10 minutes at the end of the movie.
Hopefully Prime
movie.
Will fucking die, please.
If it's not Optimus that is the last night, he's definitely going to be asking for their face. I mean, like, you saw how he treated the Dinobots in Age of Extinction.
How many times has Optimus already died in this series? Do we really want to see it again? He's just going to come back.
Well, so that's the thing. He's going to probably, because he's the last knight, so he's going to die in this one. Then looks like there's a Bumblebee spinoff in 2018.
And then he'll come back in the third. He'll come back in the
third. Oh, that's it. Transformers 6.
I have said
the knight returns.
That's
Star Wars front.
Zombies. that us as Transformer collectors, these movies are our cross to bear. We have to tolerate them to fund the franchise going forward in a direction we care for.
Yeah, it's a necessary evil. It's a necessary evil.
Listen, there's still toys from the last movie on the shelves.
Can you throw up to the logo again real quick?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you need to throw up?
So it is a cross. They got that cross right there.
It's a sword. It's a sword. I zoomed in.
It's the cross.
I mean, really, you can look at that. It's the resurrection's coming. That's what number six is going to be called.
One.
The resurrection.
All right. All right, next.
All right, so let's get into our photography segment of the show real quick before we get into some other things here. So that means that Dust is going to run through the chat real quick while someone that's not paying attention gets the pictures.
Right? I got him.
Oh, you got him? Hey, you want to run through the chat real quick? Let me run through the chat anyway. Before it gets crazy, because you know the chat is off the hook lately. All you guys are in there. Tiger Tracks is in the chat. What's up, brother? Chris Gardner. Kelly Philipson. Masterpiece Shitpiece. What's up, Bramma Man? Nice to see you in the chat. Just don't mute me. Harvey Dent. Wow, two places at once. Nightwinginum's in there. What's up, brother? Embargo. Kelly Philson. Nightwinginum. They're all talking about this. Cody's in the chat. Cottimus Prime G1. What's up, brother? Swing through. Hey, Infinite Astro Train's in. What's up, bro? Thanks for coming back again.
Squeak.
Brian Brink, and I heard the chair squeaking, you motherfucker. Everybody's getting WD-40 for Christmas.
Yes.
You got Energon Addict is in there, too.
Yeah, and Kenny Prime's in there.
Kenny G.
That's Kevin, to all you...
Save you, Kenny.
Kevin Prime?
Masterpiece hates Fillion. Wife loves him. They should have casted him as Hollywood. All right. Energon Addict, what's up, my man? He's got some good news. He's expecting a mini-con.
Congratulations.
All right, Matthew Deluxe Baldwin's in the chat.
Deluxe.
Does anybody know that guy?
Fuck that guy.
Listen, you guys should check him out. He's hitting it big with his reviews. They're pretty good.
I know. We don't even need him on the show anymore. It's too big for us.
His balling stat. He's a baller.
His last review was really good, though. You guys should watch it.
About that shit was real funny as fuck, man.
The Ironhide.
Drill bit, he got it early.
Bait and tackle shot.
Daltinian's TFs is in the chat. What's up, D? I'm just trying to scream real fast. I really wish we could have the chat fucking saved, because some of the shit these guys are fucking talking, it is funny as fuck. Brian Briggs said, did Suicide Squad already come out? Did I miss it?
If that movie is terrible, like, let's forget DC. That's the nail in the coffin.
Hey, Toy Lab's in here. What's up, Ronan? Studio Dre's in the house. What's up?
Nightwingham said he embargoed his hair.
Deluxe said T2RX6, have my baby.
Already right.
I think he's already. You already got that covered.
You got that locked down, right?
All right. So this is the part of the show where we let Jay Roos talk.
Finally, Trent 5 is in there, and he says, "Shout out to the RC." What's up, Trent? Sorry,
are you done yet?
Yeah, I'm done.
Can I shine?
No.
Shine brightly.
Wow, you're gonna put your fucking picture first.
Picture? This is all right. So this is the segment. This is the segment where.
Hang on, is Dust gonna highlight you?
He could. I mean,
can I highlighted him. Tom's gonna ask me.
You know what? Somebody else do this fucking thing.
Is this my first rodeo? He's highlighted.
Okay.
Part of the segment where Jay Roos shows you all the photos that should have been picked for everything else.
Wait. Can I get to that? All right. So this is the segment where we go through pictures on Instagram, hashtagged Realm of Collectors.
Realm.
Yes. And we spotlight pictures that stood out amongst the community. pictures that are great photo quality. For instance, the one that's on the screen. Great lighting effects. Oh, like the one that's on the screen. And, you know, great subject matter. Oh, like the one that's on the screen. They're best friends. They're best friends, right?
There's a lot of pictures online that looks a lot of the same, you know, aesthetic.
I don't know.
Who took this picture?
There's a lot of... Is this a J.Ru swag pic?
Dude, this guy is up and coming. He's like, he's got some fucking talent. Anyway...
Kronos underscore photography.
Ooh, what's up with this?
Fall apart once you take it.
This unsurged knee right here. That's doesn't look anatomically correct.
That because he's a robot, motherfucker.
That's a douchebag to me.
That's
right
why this photo didn't get picked.
You know why?
Yo, Jay. I'm welcome back to Photography Main. I know you've been busy with other things, Destiny. So you haven't been taking as many pictures, but this is a really dope shot. And you got
know what else is wrong with the photo though?
What's wrong with it?
Doesn't have spin out. Just saying.
You know what? That's a good point.
The superior Sunstreaker here.
That's true. That's a good point.
It was like the superior Spider-Man. It's a superior Sunstreaker. He deserves his own comic book.
Jay Ruse's problem, he's been out of the game for so long. What I tell you today, you fell harder than the meteorite that killed the dinosaurs?
Yeah, something like that.
That shit's apocalyptic, son.
You fell off.
So, if you guys haven't been on Instagram, I haven't been on Instagram, this picture was by @JRuse, J_Ruse. Quite a talented individual. So if you want to give him a
that's
follow.
That's how long you've been gone that you even have to read out the name again. Like, people forgot about you. Forgot about Jay.
They probably
now there's a song. We have to take that fucking Forgot About Dre fucking instrumental and Forgot About Jay.
Next. Right. Next picture. @Dr. Nevermore, N-V-R, more.
Is this someone new?
Yes. Oh, fairly new, yes. Pretty cool picture of... Is that the Figuarts? Or Figma? What is that, Joker?
Yeah, that's the... Mayfix. That's the Mayfix one. Mayfix. Yeah, that's an awesome figure. I've got that figure.
Is that fire in the right corner?
Yeah, he threw a bomb over his shoulder.
And he's spitting hot fire.
Okay.
Cut that fire.
Dylon. It's a Dylon figure.
So, awesome picture, Dr. Nevermore. Great. I like the perspective and the...
Nevermore.
Okay. Another new name, @Hazanennis.
Or Hazanennis.
Hazanennis.
How do you know it's not Hazanennis?
Yes.
Throwing that out there.
It could be that. But if you want to run the segment...
Yeah, it's has an enus. He's telling you what he's got. He has an enus. He has an enus.
Okay.
That's what it is.
With a Z.
Yeah, that's his...
With a Z. With a Z. What the fuck is Z?
All right.
I like that that's what you're mad about. You spelled it wrong.
All right. Awesome picture of a... This is a clone trooper, right? Clone trooper with explosion or fire behind them. I like the perspective. Really good shot.
I hope that's just lighter only, like it's his hand. He's just flicking.
It probably is because it doesn't matter because it's out of focus, so you can't really tell what it is, can you?
I'm just saying. I hope that it is.
Good job, Hazanennis.
Hazanennis.
All right. @ToddHother is another new name.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome picture of a scout trooper on Endor. That's really Endor, by the way.
Yes.
No
way. I could tell by the foliage.
I asked him.
There's no ferns.
Shout out to Ferns. She's a good girl.
Awesome pick, @Todd. I got a bunch of pictures. I got to run through these.
Ferns on Tinder. Ferns on Tinder, baby.
I'm sorry. Is it Hoffner or Hoffher?
H-O-T-H-E-R-R. Hoffher.
No N.
Hoffher. Get on. I got you.
Hoffher. You already... Come on, you let it out. Come on, just keep going.
Mr. @VictorySaber with a new Dio.
Nice.
Do we know where this Dio came from?
Yeah.
Cool. Sweet.
Awesome. Good job.
It's Deadpool the Select. Deadpool.
Dio. Oh, nice. Oh, that was good.
I thought it came from dansdios.com.
Nah.
I like his forearms. Looks like Prime's got a wizard sleeve going on.
Yeah, that's the hybrid.
That's the hybrid, right?
Yeah. Hybrid combo.
Four inch tall one.
Jesse needs to engineer some new forearms for that thing.
we'll talk about where you can get.
How about some gap fillers?
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, we'll talk about later how people can find out what Justin's up to.
But if
right now, that's my fucking segment. Let me fucking finish. God damn it.
Carry on. Sorry.
At Victory Saber 77.
He's going home.
He's taking his toys and he's leaving.
At Toy Thug, with bringing back an old figure, an oldie but a goodie, with Generations Springer.
And the empty waffle thighs.
I was gonna say it would be even funnier if like it was him reaching for his wallet and that's where he kept it, was inside that empty thigh space. This guy's a new guy too, right? Toy Thug.
That's a great name.
Cool. Toy Thug. That's fucking cool.
So awesome pictures. A fucking phenomenal figure. Besides the waffles.
Honestly, I don't even care about the waffles on this figure. It's that
this
good.
Is like a third party figure that Hasbro made basically. Third party quality.
Why couldn't they keep it up, man? Why didn't they keep it up?
This was the only figure that they made that was this quality, and Blitzwing.
Blitzwing? What the fuck?
Had its own issues.
What the fuck are you smoking, man? Blitzwing.
I just saw Justin roll his eyes hardcore.
He had his issues.
He said Blitzwing. Get the fuck out.
Somebody agreed with me. Who was that?
Nobody.
Nobody.
All right. I'm hearing things then.
Cricket. Right. You heard the crickets.
Next one, at Codemus _ Prime _ G1, I think.
You got it.
All right. With an awesome perspective shot of the team, the G1 arc, some of the arc team. Awesome shot.
Good job. Yeah, that's a good job. And that's his new dial that he just made.
Yeah, the arc one, right? The arc-colored walls. Awesome job, Codemus.
Cody.
And last but not least, at Jester _ Ramjet 702, I think. You got to look that up.
Yeah, I can't tell.
It's really tight. It's his signature, so I didn't add anything to it. Yeah, it looks like 702.
He took a tag on the curb there.
So, awesome fight scene with Cap with Agent Venom. And I really like the dial piece and the little... Palette in the background.
It's pay attention to detail, man. It's all those little details.
So good shit at Jesse Ramjet.
Yeah, he's really stepped his game up, man.
Yeah, he has. He actually has a how-to video, a behind-the-scenes video on this as well. You can check out his account, guys.
Yeah, he built that dial too, man. That's really good. I know he's new to the dial game, so that really looks good.
No, fucking looks great. All right, guys, everybody's stepping up their game. There's a lot of new guys posting photos on their hashtag Realm of Collectors. Realm.
Realm. Realm.
I fucking had to set you up again. Realm. Fail. But if you guys want to be featured, just keep posting pictures. Use dios, use lens flares, use photo effects, use natural lighting, use whatever the fuck you want.
And slip Jay a 20.
And or handy. Just let your picture stand out amongst the community. I showcase sometimes 4 pictures, sometimes I'll showcase 10. You know, I'll just give more work to Chris when he's posting them on the fucking page. So it doesn't matter.
That's all right. My thumbs are gonna fall off anyways. I might as well fall off posting pictures.
Well, that's not from pictures, but
what kind of grip do you think I use?
So, anyway, guys, keep posting hashtag Realm of Collectors. Good job. And that is the Spotlight segment.
Awesome.
All right. Up next, we have the photo challenge. I'm going to let a certain individual that hosted it take care of this one. So.
It's back.
Oh, it's me? I'm doing it?
Yeah, because, you know, it was your picture and all.
So the photo challenge for this week, the theme was best friends, and you just had to take a picture of one or two bots, but it couldn't be more than two. Or figures, not necessarily bots.
Dan doesn't know how to follow directions.
They're just crisp, but that's dark.
That's honestly, Dan's yours was good, but that was in three bots, and I was like, nope, disqualified. I had to fucking keep on walking.
Out of here!
This first photo here is one that wasn't even in the final. I screenshotted all the finals. And
yeah, it didn't have to be because it won. Fucking won. It didn't even have to fucking be qualified. Look at that shit.
Listen, you should have known. You know I hate that fucking Sun Surge figure, so it was automatic loss. Automatic.
Fucker.
You would have been better off putting two sideswipes in there.
Okay. Next time.
How far up the list would the bad cube Chip with his wheelchair done for you? Would you be giving that a little pass?
Oh, you mean that it's so, I like the Chip because it's so bad that it's
exactly
funny.
Mine yeah, only like, has one leg anymore, you know?
Yeah, me too. It's like, and it just falls off. I call it, he's got a landmine
wheelchair.
He's got a landmine feature.
Mine is still in Ravage's mouth.
Yeah, see?
I still have him in Ravage's mouth.
God, man, like, that's the perfect example of, like, giving a shit on a figure, because obviously they put some care into Sun Surge, and then just not giving a shit on anything else.
They were like, yeah, we got to make this 120 bucks. Let's just add whatever the fuck we can. It's
fucking good enough. Just give it to them.
Good enough.
Yeah, they're like, they don't care. Like, this is why we're charging you 100. It would have been 80 bucks, but you guys wanted chips, so here you go.
Yeah.
So tell us exactly what the parameters were around this contest.
So you just had to submit a best friends themed photo. You could only use two figures, so it was really just, I was really just looking for any two figures that could have been best friends.
Like these guys. They're brothers, they're not friends.
Listen, I'll admit brothers that yes, they no, are they best friends. You did follow the rules. And of the, you followed the rules. You just didn't win.
You just weren't picked.
I'm not. Any other picture? You just describe moms. No. All right.
So, A was Tiger Trax with his tracks and tracks.
Oh, that's one good figure.
Clever as hell.
But it said one or two. It said at least two figures.
No, you said...
But go back. I checked before I even picked this. I checked to make sure. You can
only use two figures.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, mine's back in the running, baby. Tiger Tricks is out of here. J. Ruse is back in.
That's right.
We have to I meant so you could use up to two figures, but all right. It doesn't matter. It's all right. It was still a good photo anyway. It's my challenge. I broke the rules.
No. See, he cut a hole in that diorama, and there's another track.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's actually not a mirror. It's
not a mirror. That's another figure back there. Yeah, Dan, stop being so salty.
Yeah,
a lot of sandy vaginas this week, man. The sand is in the house.
I think this week he was ouch, stepped on my tentacles, or ouch on my tentacles.
Ouch, I sat on my tentacles.
Yeah, this is tentacles, and his photo of Thundercracker.
Whatever the fuck his name is this week.
Thundercracker, and I don't know what the dog's name is.
Buster.
Thundercracker and Buster, but I like, this is actually my favorite one out of all of them. But
that's favoritism. That disqualifies you as the judge. Somebody else pick four.
Oh, wow. I didn't vote. Wow. If you go back and look, I didn't even vote. I'm just telling you guys at all, this is my favorite one. This next one was by Asian Kid Matt. And I just, honestly, what I liked about it the most was the yellow circle around the dude's head. I don't know.
Destructo disc.
If you got to look in the back, I got a Wild Rider with the doors open over there.
I will tell you this. He almost didn't make it because I didn't like that you could see just street cars in the neighborhood on the back. But yeah. the bloody hand, the dude's expression, and the thing, like, it was enough that I let it pass. But honestly,
I let it pass.
I think he took it on Wild Rider's hood.
Yeah, this is the problem. I like the perspective. The cars in the background are okay. They could be, you know, it could be part of the background, but he took it on the fucking roof of his car.
My only nitpick here, Biz. Is Krillin's hand is wrong. It's supposed to be upside down because he throws it like that.
Oh, Jesus. Dragon Ball nerds in the house.
Listen, it doesn't matter.
But he's pointing and laughing. He's not really at this point, you know?
And he's got and there's a creepy Chuck E. Cheese van in the back.
And then last is Kilo. I don't know the full thing. I just know it's Kilo.
1027.
I
forget
his numbers.
Right there.
Kilo 1027. With the Deadpool and Spider-Man, and Deadpool is kissing them down south, or attempting to.
Deadpool's just being Deadpool.
Yep. So, the results was Kilo 1027 won by 5 votes. So it was actually pretty close. By 5 votes, second runner-up was Tentacles, third was Tiger Tracks, and fourth was Asian Kid Matt.
Wah, wah, wah.
And technically, it was real bad. Asian Kid Matt voted for himself, so if he didn't,
it would have been real bad. Really, Matt? Really?
All right, good job at Kilo. Great 27, awesome. Very clever.
I think... I don't know what's going on with the next week. I don't have all that information.
We've got the challenge. You have it ready, right?
I do.
Jay?
Oh, okay.
I'm just showing the real winners. Jesus Christ.
You keep going back to that.
Just real quick, Kilo, you're being posted on the Realm of Collectors Instagram.
That's terrifying.
The theme of this week is Evil by Evil. Ace Milo.
Two entries max.
Listen.
This is going to get real creepy.
I kind of feel like, you know, it's a little bit of a ripoff from my promo from last week. You had some aliens, some blood, some creatures. Oh. Come on, Ace.
You're reaching,
bro. You're reaching. Maybe it's the nostrils.
All right, so that's the next challenge. The next challenge is Evil, guys.
I date that dude.
So let's go through. All right, so let's go through the rules for this. So we know what that. When is it due by?
Next Sunday afternoon.
Morning.
Have them in by like midnight on Saturday, please.
Yeah. Hashtag Realm of Collectors challenge, and you must be following at Realm of Collectors.
Oh no, it was a shame because somebody did post one more challenge pick at like 1 o'clock this Sunday afternoon, right after the closing segment. Yeah.
I saw that photo too, and it was pretty good. And I included that in when I was.
Oh, okay, good.
When I was looking at all the photos, I did factor that one in. It just didn't catch my eye like the other ones did. Honestly, I didn't even see Jay Ruse's photo.
That's because it was in the top post, if you notice.
No, we're not screen sharing that anymore, man.
It was in the top post, so that's why you couldn't see it.
Lost, dude. Get over it.
Okay, so everybody tag Realm of Collectors to participate in the community, and if you want to do an evil picture for Ace Milo's judging for next week, just tag Realm Collectors Challenge on your toy photography. A lot of great shots and a lot more people participating. Thanks for everybody helping spread the word.
Don't get deuced.
Don't get deuced, for sure.
We had a ton of votes, too. A lot more people voted this time around.
Absolutely.
I left it open 5 hours longer.
He actually had to use his toes to keep track.
All right. So Justin, we're going to talk to you a little bit about what all you've got going on. Tell everybody, first of all, obviously, what's your YouTube channel?
Well, it's T2RX6 on YouTube, so, you know, /YouTube/T2RX6, which is, I got people asking me what that is, and it was back in the day, I had a Turbo 2 RX7, and I typoed when I made the account, so it stuck.
I was going to ask you about where the fuck did the name come from?
That's a good story, though. That was, like, just worked out.
Yeah. Hey guys, anybody that's watching on YouTube, the links are in the description.
Yeah.
Just want to put that out.
So that's my YouTube channel, and also I do Shattered Cast Uncut. We do our episodes, who knows, whatever day everybody can kind of get together, but it's always posted on Friday. So, you know, when you see that real cool piece of extra news that comes out on like a Thursday and we didn't talk about it, it's probably because we recorded on like Monday or Tuesday or who knows. But yeah.
Now with the show, you're the one that aligns all the picks and all that. Yeah, and does all that.
The editor. So it's real nice to know that I don't have to do any editing. Mm. So I'm all for that.
Awesome.
How did you guys decide to air that on Friday? It just came up that way, or?
I have no clue. I don't even remember. It was back when we made the first episode. We just knew that we wanted it always to be, you know, on the same day of the week. And then I think just the idea was, like, since it's kind of like, I guess, like, since the show is intended just to be us having a good time for the most part, it's like kind of kicking off the weekend.
Yeah,
for the last
exactly.
thing for right. for your work week. So
yeah. And that's what I like about it. But like, if I've been staying up later on Thursdays, but because I close Thursdays, I listen to a little bit, and then I'll listen to the rest of it on Friday. And I come home from Friday night, I'm off of work, make some dinner, sit down, and throw you guys on. You know,
you're cheating. Like, so you're telling me I got to post later, so you're actually listening to it on Friday.
I'm starting on Thursday, right before I go to bed, and then I'll continue on Friday with dinner, man. So
no problem.
I will say, Justin, you guys keep me. I travel, and Friday is normally a drive day for me.
Yeah.
So you guys keep me company in the car.
Well, that's good.
Like listening to you all argue about toys.
grown men arguing about toys.
I do have a tendency to be a little bit quieter, but I think it's from the editing perspective that I try not to step on people. And so sometimes I don't say what I want to say.
You don't know nothing about that here.
So you're saying we should all be...
Oh, Dan!
We don't give a shit. If you get interrupted, it's because either A, you were boring, or B, you weren't talking about it.
That's fair. Step on throats like a motherfucker.
Fuck your couch. So tell us about the marvelous piece you have with you right there.
Oh, you mean this guy here? Well, now we went over this a little in the beginning.
Look at him! Look at that! Wow!
This is sat here for almost, what is it now? When did I film this? Last Thursday. So... It's like 4 days old, and remember, like, the video, it flopped, and, like,
oh,
now...
Oh, he was fucking terrible.
The humidity, like, I don't know what happened. Like, it's more solid. It still does the Omnigonic stance, and I guess I should say that this is the Omnigonic spin-out. And he is kind of a mess, though. I mean, even with things that kind of work, he still sucks.
What could you
crotch piece here that just randomly opens that I didn't address in the video because I didn't realize it did that. I don't
a little dick missile action.
Yeah.
Shout out to Toy Detox.
You can take his little thing and just kind of plug it in there, and it will stay. So I suppose if you need that for your collection, you know, you can kind of do that. Nice.
Is that gun storage, maybe? Like, does the gun then go back
no.
and break the hood in alt mode?
No. From what I can see, if you look carefully there, you can actually see the joints for the legs in there. I don't really know why they did it this way. My only thought is that it's the only way they could figure out how to make it two pieces. It doesn't make sense. No. I have no idea why they did it.
See, I would paint that missile pink.
It should be. So.
Let me ask you, if you, this figure aside, but let's say you get another figure and it does have like some loose legs and stuff like that.
Watch this so bad.
Well, I mean, I do want it. The alt mode is awesome looking.
If you do want this, I do plan on making a video that's going to be like how to improve on this guy. So hopefully we can have a figure that doesn't look, you know, like a giraffe and everything there. But
it'll never see robot mode. I mean, it's good that you're making the video, but for me, it'll never see robot mode ever.
So if you do have, like, loose joints and stuff, it's kind of one of those things that I've done on YouTube quite a bit, and it depends on the joint. But, like, usually, if it's a ball joint, like I forget who makes it. I think it's Pledge now, but there's Future Floor Polish, and it's exactly what you think it is. It's floor polish for your floor, and it just puts like a little coat of wax on it, and that'll like tighten up your ball joint pretty well.
You like that better than clear polish? Sorry, Dustin.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the clear nail polish.
The clear nail polish works too. The advantage to the future floor polish is that it costs probably like the cost of like two of those little bottles of nail polish, and you can just like dip the part in it. Like, it doesn't matter if you waste it as much.
And one thing I heard about the floor polish is it's removable, where the nail polish is not. Right?
The nail polish is, too. The nail polish will wear itself off, so will the floor polish as you move things around. Super glue is the one that's hard to get out, but I know some people who do super glue, Oscar, and then it's in my house when it's broken. But, yeah, don't do super glue. Do floor polish or the clear nail polish, so...
See, now you're getting tips from the engineer, a.k.a. the fit and finish guy right now.
Yeah, that's right. So I am a mechanical engineer. That's what I graduated college with. So kind of know a couple things about making things work.
So. He knows something about something.
Yeah. When you break a toy, there had to have been something really fucked up with it, right?
Yeah, you know, like, so I have this kind of a series on YouTube that I've put on for, you know, just for the fun of it, just to see what happens, and it's called, like, the Toy Liberation Series, which is just, like, no sound, just taking the toy out of the box to see what it looks like right out of the box, and that goddamn Make Toys, blades, just like that blade snaps right in the middle of the video. I'm like, I feel dumb. So, I'm like, wow, that was impressive. But I don't know. There's been a few impressive breaks on my channel. Back when I first started, go check out the iGear Ultra Leader view, that thing. Or Ultra Leader, it's like the Voyager size MP01.
Yeah,
Ultra Magnus and that thing
I saw that video back in the day. Yep.
Yeah. So there's some impressive breaks.
Couple questions we have for you from the chat. Chris Garner asks, is there a safe way to remove pins from various joints and figures without destroying an arm or a leg, whichever the pin is removed from?
So there is, and hopefully if I put this up to camera, you guys can see this, but this is that damn Omnigonix thing again, but he's a kind of a perfect example for it. You need like a small like punch basically that'll fit in the hole that's the same size as your pin. And what you want to look for when you're looking at the toy is which side has the either in this case the cut or the side that's closer to the surface, because that's the side that they pushed the pin in.
Ah, yeah.
So you want to push it the opposite way. And then what you'll want to do basically is like take this and get like a block of wood so you're not going to damage anything, and the punch has to be the right size, and just like punch it out into the wood, and usually you can just pick it up and the wood will hold the pin as you're pulling it out, and that's the easiest way to do it.
Wow.
So most of these are pushed in by heat and then they're cut from whichever side they came from.
Hmm.
And this guy, you can see it real bad sticking
out. Yeah,
he's
cut right there. Yeah, it wasn't close.
It's not as obvious on all of them, but
There's no fit and finish on this motherfucker.
Yeah, but I mean, you can see it like this one, so they didn't cut this one as bad. But if you look at the other side, it's recessed in there, so it definitely got pushed in that way. So that's the easiest way to do it, to take the pins out. But not all of them can be removed real easily.
So Tiger Tracks has a question. Are you planning on expanding your 3D printing business, and any thoughts of doing commission projects? Now, he may be referring to what you're doing with Shapeways.
Yeah, I would assume so. So I don't have a 3D printer of my own, nor do I have any like artistic skill. So it's like everything that I do has to be kind of geometric, I guess. I can certainly do geometric things. So like personally, what I kind of want to do with Shapeways is like it's all stuff that, you know, it's very simplistic. You know, it'll plug into something, fill something. For instance, the Masterpiece Shockwave has that big open gap on the back in gun mode, and I want to make a little filler piece to plug in there, but, like, I can't imagine trying to actually sculpt, like, a face or anything like that because I just don't have that artistic ability. So do I plan on, like, expanding? Like, I guess so. Like, there will be more parts as I see holes in my own collection that need filling.
Literally, right?
Exactly, yeah. Absolutely.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Jess.
Oh, no, I was just saying, I'll say I bought that piece that you made for Carrie, the spoiler piece.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
I'm glad you like it.
These guys. Yeah, no, it's awesome.
Which one did you get? Did you get the stylized one like this, or did you get the little like filler bit?
No, the first one. I think it was whatever the first one you picked up.
Yeah, that you plugged the Target Masters into?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was like, and that one I kind of, like, I envisioned that when I first got the toy, I guess, because, you know, Rodimus without the spoiler in the camper mode, that bothers me. So,
yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So, that's nice cool. And easy, but again, it's like, it's geometric, you know? I mean, it's a couple of triangles and, you know, put them all together. Yeah. It's not
so hard I've never even been on the Shapeways website, but... Do they have like programming on there? You can do this stuff yourself, or do you have to have it created and then send it to them?
You have to have it created and then you upload it to them, and they'll tell you what's wrong with it and, you know, what they can do.
You damn fool!
Well, what I mean by what's wrong with it is, like, if it goes to, like, too fine of a point, they'll say, like, our printer can't print that, and it needs to be at least this width and stuff like that. So, and that's the biggest pain in the butt about it, is when you have something and you spend a long time, and then, you know, they're like, oh, it's too thin here. Like, it's a point, you know, like, it has to be, so.
Do they give you different options in plastic quality, too, or anything like that?
They do. They have a couple different options now. It's better than it used to be. There's, like, the strong and flexibles, which have, like, a little bit of a grit to them, and then there's, like, the polished ones. And the polished ones, I think, only come in black and white anymore. And they also have a new, I think it's, like, an acrylic one, which was pretty interesting to mess with. And that's, like, super flat, so that was nice. And then they also have, like, metals and everything. But,
well, that's cool.
When I created these, the upgrade kits, like, I'm only going to make them in what I think is worth selling, basically. And, like, I could turn around and, I guess I could put up the carry spoiler, like, on a 24-karat gold, and if someone really wants to pay for it and try it out, I'll go for it, but I don't know if it'll work, you know?
There you go. If somebody had an idea for something, you know, how would they contact you if they just had this great idea for a Transformer part that they thought you could help the world with?
You can just go on Facebook and find my T2RX6 reviews page and message me there, or if you're like half the people that I'm friends with, figure out my actual real identity, which is not hard to do. You know, just message me that way too. So,
Justice.
That's correct.
Justice at. So,
yeah, you can figure it out. You'll figure it out. And I've had people respond to like my T2RX6 thing, and then like I've responded to them with my real account. I'm like, well, that wasn't what I intended, but whatever.
So now with Shapeways, do you have like a store on there, or how do they just go to Shapeways and then search $69.99?
You can do that. I mean, because I have to, it's just like putting a video on YouTube, basically. You tag it with all your tags and everything you want them to be able to look it up for, and I guess the other Shattercast guys came up with the $69.99 toys because we kind of joked with the free shipping at $70 thing.
Yeah. You know what, Justin, I'll give you a lot of credit, man. You know, a lot of people doing this kind of stuff are just, you know, long story short, you're not charging dick for this stuff.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I give you a lot of credit for just helping the community out.
Okay. Yeah, it's an interesting insight into how Shapeways works, because like, they tell you basically, this is what it's going to cost us plus what we're taking off it. Like, how much do you want to mark it up? And, like, you look at some of these things, and like, there's no way someone would pay, like, you know, like, $10 for, like, the spoiler piece. You know, like, that's just ridiculous to me. And like, especially when you have to get shipping on top of it, so.
I was going to say, I think it costs me more to ship it than what the actual piece costs.
Yeah. That's the downfall of Shapeways. But if you can find enough things, then it kind of makes the shipping cost mostly okay.
Yeah, you buy in bulk.
Yeah. Yeah, what can you do, I guess?
Well, I saw there's that guy on there that has... Actually, I heard about it from you, but there's that guy that has all those Kronos pieces.
Yeah, that guy's awesome.
$30, though.
Yeah, well, you know what? If your Kronos is falling apart, it's worth it, so...
it's true.
Jay Roos!
Yeah.
I don't got a Kronos, so don't worry about it.
I'm looking right now. On,
2017.
I'm looking, so there's just... This gentleman has Kronos shoulder hinge, elbow joints, ankle sets... The replacement shoulder. Ankles, hand covers.
The shoulder.
And then there's a blue Oyster Cult logo that's unrelated. But.
Hinge for the box.
What'd you say, Justin?
the shoulder hinge is courtesy of me because I actually contacted the dude and was like, hey, you've made these parts. My shoulder's broken. I don't feel like designing it. And he's like, sure, let me whip it up real quick. I'm like, cool.
So they all those pieces are good. I mean, I have a Kronos, and none of the parts are bad. But I'm like, shit. I wonder if I should just buy these just in case.
I only have experience with the shoulder hinge, and I can say that they're more solid than the ones that came with Kronos.
Hey, so. Just could they be any worse?
Yeah, not possible.
Yeah, I mean, shit. That's true. Like it does. Like the shoulders do suck. Cause if you grab them, sometimes it'll fall out, and you're like, all right, well.
Yeah, and I got those in the acrylic. So the like, that's, I hate that's those the other one.
I hate the clips.
Yeah, it's on my list, but that's like $100 in parts for that thing. I just don't know if it's worth it.
Throw it on eBay for $50.
For fanfood.
Yeah, I'd rather just sell it now for $300. Why people are buying for that much. Somebody else deal with it.
Well, Justin, thanks for sharing with us a little bit about what you do. Enjoy having you on this week. We got some Transformer news. Oh. Dust Mites has got a little screen share project. Hopefully he doesn't dump the whole thing, though.
No, it's still there, and I'm hitting the screen
share button. No, I'm talking about watch that button.
Yeah, we're going to watch the button. It's entire screen, right, guys?
I also want to say, too, if you guys haven't checked it out, anybody that has Spotter, Justin's got a piece for that as well, for Fans Toy Reflector.
Yeah, to make that backpack actually work like it's supposed to. So see, that's what I like to do. I make things that should work how they're supposed to work like they're supposed to. All
right, now that I'm if I'm in screen share mode, I can't control the cameras on the show. So, do we see this?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. First off, we have Toy World. What is this fucking asshole's name? Big and Tasty. Nope. Is this Big and Tasty?
No. Nope.
Isn't it like? Oh no, that's the other one. Shovel, whatever.
Yeah, let it
dump.
Just hop in the chat. I'm sure they're gonna fucking tell us who this guy is.
Truck
Burden.
It's
Burden.
Embargoed.
All right, there you go. Burden.
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 I mean, after you guys kept showing me the Hasbro version, I guess yeah, I'm on board. It looks a little bit like it.
Which one is this again? I'm sorry, I stepped away.
This is a Burden. This is a long haul.
I mean, Decepticons. I don't know what fucking set is this.
Toy World. Sorry.
This is a Toy World.
When are you people going to be happy with a fucking Devastator?
Never.
This is it.
I mean, it's never going to happen.
Here's what I like about this piece, that kind of, and I'm not knocking it because I'm in for it, but I like that. So it's a parts former where the thighs are its own part, and they're bigger than the bot.
Yeah.
Just fucking those thighs, man. Thunder thighs, Devi.
Oh, dude, this whole fucking thing is all fucked up.
This looks good. Like I'm keeping these all in the bot mode, and I think this looks really good. Like the head looks good. It's rounded out, you know.
Probably has the best legs out of the set. They're nice and well proportioned from what it looks like.
I love how his shins cave in.
Yeah.
I love it.
They just go back. No, I didn't notice it. Now that I
hold
can't
on, I
that
have anymore. To reload this because it's showing.
God damn, original. You have enough files on your desktop.
Hey, I make music, man. Don't fucking judge me.
What I do, the only thing I don't like about the Toy World stuff is I don't like any of the guns. Like they all just seem kind of overly big and like.
Still not.
Yeah, they're not my favorite. What are you doing? All right.
It's it's not going in sequence that I wanted to. I renamed them and everything and balls.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's all right. We'll just keep going.
Well, Dust gets that. Here we go. Never mind.
And on a Toy World scene,
Coneheads.
Bastards are big.
There's a Toy World Coneheads. They're. Faces come up to like the eyes on MP10, so they're a little bit taller. But do they all look like they have the same face? Is that only me that's seeing that?
Yeah,
I like the prototype version.
And then they got the look down like, hey.
Blue steel.
Tolerance
hey.
I mean, I think I'll be. They look better than the MP Ramjet. I'll tell you that right now. So far.
Did they scale it with their own Optimus that they're doing?
Probably, yeah, because it's their Toy World's going large on everything now.
So does the world need mega MPs?
Oh,
yes.
No.
No.
No. Not at all.
For these guys, it doesn't bother me. Like I always looked at like the Coneheads as like the brutes. So I'm all right in my mind. I'm okay if they're a little bit taller than the other Seekers. Like these guys are like the Knuckleheads. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
So, what I find interesting.
Yeah.
Obviously, this is the measuring stick, but why would they not have put a comparison picture out next to a Masterpiece Seeker just to show you?
Maybe
that's what they're working on next.
There wasn't one available. Maybe it's a little older.
I think it's because it would look way off. That's why.
They don't want you to see it with a regular Seeker.
That's why.
Bastards.
But like I'm trying to see how much they took from that MP11 mold, and maybe Justin can answer this. Does it look like they kind of took a lot of the transformation cues from that?
I'm trying to look at the pictures of the Seekers now to kind of get a feeling of that. I don't know if they did or not, because it looks like the cockpit would have to peg in completely differently this time.
Well, look, if you look at Ramjet in the middle, you can kind of see the front of it on the back too in the same way.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I wonder if that swings through the same.
Yeah, and I guess like the those little like ab pieces look like they could be similar and like fold on in the same way that they do on the masterpiece.
Right, like they're kind of shaped the same. Like yeah. That's going to be the bummer, man, is if like this thing looks like, you know, an aerial bot where it's just a fucking plane and a bot attached to it. Like if they really fuck up the alt mode on these.
I'm still fine with my eye gear ones. I won't be trading them out, but whatever. I guess they're cool if you need cone heads.
I mean, that's. I have to say, the good thing about that, I don't know how many of those iGear ones exist, but, like, Chikara's already announced they're making the other two at some point next year, or it's been rumored, I should say, these three are going to come out. Like, at least the iGear ones will probably drop in price, and now you have another option, which is what I like.
Yeah. Options are always good.
I mean, it sucks for you, since you own them. I don't know what you paid for them, if you bought them at the beginning, but...
Yeah, I got them towards the beginning. I got them for a good price, so I'm not sad if they, you know.
Oh, I think you fixed it.
Ridiculous price.
Yeah, you fixed it.
Yeah, I fixed it. I think I figured it out. Look at this guy figuring it out. All right. So we're jumping back to this guy with the big thighs in the house.
So back to Toy World's long haul, and let me just say this for anybody that doesn't have these Toy World bots that's looking at this photo of the midsection, their alt modes are huge. Like the Mixmaster is the size of my forearm. And so this thing's probably going to be the same like that leg piece, those thighs, the thing is gigantic.
Does the Gravity Builder have a similar thing? Or
no, it's all self-contained.
Oh, okay.
I think. I haven't seen anything about it being different.
Interesting.
I was going to ask that also.
The problem I have with this is, like, I've never liked the long haul for this particular Devastator. Like, it's too small. And to see that they have the legs as a separate piece, like, there's no excuse for it to be that small then. Like, the proportions on his head area just looks terrible to me.
Maybe they just couldn't make it work with all that.
I don't know. You could have doubled his size.
I have two letters for you, Justin. CW.
Oh, well, yeah. That's even
worse. C-dub!
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with a little C-dub.
Go back to you real fast, Dust.
All right. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I just had a question. So, just I want to look at the one more.
Oh, okay. One of them off.
I mean, so would you have wanted him to be a little bit fat, like not as fat as the Combiner Wars one, but a little bit fatter like that?
I think so, or engineered some way that like the left and right side slide in for robot mode and pull out for the alt mode. I mean, always I think that would totally be doable. So like extend the grill of the truck a little with something that pulls out or something like that.
Okay, I see what you're saying. And it's hard to tell on this next picture, though, too. I mean, it... Just based on the other ones, it may be wide. Maybe you can tell. I don't know. You know what I mean?
I don't think so. I think if you look at the old pictures they've posted, like it's always just been a really skinny ab area. Okay. I don't know. That's the one thing that I don't like about this set. Like I've gone back and forth, and I've seen the size comparisons of the limbs. I'm like, wow, that looks awesome, and then I look at the Devastator and I still hate it, you know?
Yeah, I'm the same way right now. I love the fucking single modes. I love the vehicle modes, but the combined mode, I'm just... And I'll get to that.
They could have just made those limbs another bot at that point. They're the size of it.
And this is the next one. What is it, Allocator?
Allocator is what they call this one.
Alligator.
I mean, Hook's one of my favorites, so, you know.
Yeah, I know this is, they went with the Max design on this one, right? Ooh. On this set, the Aqua Max.
Studio Ox,
excuse me.
That I don't know of.
Ooh, look at that head.
Damn,
that
head. Chrome! It's like it looks like a Hercules head, man. I thought it was going to be better than that.
I have to say that in regards to the alt modes, I do like the Gravity Builder alt modes better.
And then we have the infamous...
Wow, the purple fucking...
Poiple.
Yeah, they're charging that, right? What are they charging for that fucking thing?
Oh, crap, I had it on.
The purple's being sold separate?
Yeah, it's being sold separate. Nah. How fucked up is that?
$40. You know it'll be $40. It's going to be half the size, half the cost of the figure.
They're taking plays from TFC.
They couldn't just fucking throw it in there, man.
That's something that I'd be maybe into getting only because I'm keeping them in bot mode. It'd just be nice to break up the color a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
But it's not really... I mean, it's not
worth it. You could probably just make it.
Yes, I probably could do that.
Mr. Ortiz.
Spray paint. You got so much spray
tag
paint.
It up, man. Yeah. Tag it up.
All right, so I wanted to post this because this is the fun pick that everybody's like, oh, wow, it looks fucking dope. It looks great. I'm really on board. It looks good, but it's not Devi to me. And then
it's skinny.
And then we got this one.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Fucking bad. I'm telling you.
Talking about listen. Yo. Talking about a chick that you date that looks good in one light and bad in another light. Shout out to Jerry Seinfeld on this one.
Telling you, you guys don't listen. That's this shit. No, this Devastator looks fucking terrible.
Look at Long Haul. Look at that. That's the problem too.
Yep. It is Long Haul.
You know what? I said the same thing, man. It matters on the fucking angle of the dangle, man.
That looks like the Sir Toys version.
And we got people in our chat defending it. And like, everybody has their own taste. Oh, but fuck, what the fuck is that?
I can't get on board with this, guys. I can't.
You know, they've even made like, you know, going back to the Long Haul thing, they made the crotch piece its own piece. Why not some like add-ons to just beef out the side of Long Haul there? Even.
Listen, guys, you know there'll be 32 kits for this. There'll be a rage of...
Yeah, but you know what? At the price point, the single mode looks good, the vehicle mode looks good, and it looks great from the angle right
now. But hey, does that middle part not look wonky to you? Like the wheels are out too far?
Yeah, but you know what? You take it into consideration. You know, you just like, all right, we don't have this, but we have that. We have this, but
listen. You remember you were talking about glamour shots earlier? Mm-hmm. At glamour shots, they would have said, hey, tuck all your shit in, bitch.
Oh, there's a glamour shot right there.
Holy
shit, man. And you know what? I really didn't want to fucking throw this in. I don't know if it's mistransformed, and I didn't want to be like the one guy to say, you know, throw this in there like just to shit on it. I really want to get on this set, but looking at this picture right here, I'm done. I'm not going to
toggle between the two a couple of times.
Justin L. says anorexia is a serious illness, guys. Stop making fun.
It is.
I don't know. I think that's something to do with like, the camera, too. I mean, there's got to be
something. Yeah, there's something. Yeah, well, you know what? I've seen a couple more pictures that were just not.
There looks like there's a couple things that aren't in the right place. Like the forearms, like the top of the forearm is ahead of the bottom. And I'm like, based on the previous picture with the tire ribs, they are like more folded up back there, it looks like.
Yeah, there's
some. Whatever. His ribs are still showing. He should eat something.
Oh, God.
I wonder what's in the stack of CDs.
So, Dust, do you have a picture of the Gravity Builder Devastator?
No, I don't.
Just to compare?
No, not in this folder.
So, do you know, though? Toy World's making their own Optimus who has tires on his back, too, so maybe that's their thing. Everybody has tires hanging off.
Drop on the back.
Tires on your back.
I have a picture of the Gravity Builder if you want me to share that just so we can compare, or...
Yeah, I guess.
There's too much trouble.
Too much trouble. Nah.
I was like, Dan called it with that is on a Combiner Wars level.
Hold on. I got to stop screen sharing and then go to you and then go ahead, screen share, bitch.
I like that we're body shaming.
That doesn't look that much better to me.
It's even worse, man. Look how big this dude is.
I'm good with Gravity Builder on four.
Wrong way. So there's that.
See, from that angle, it looks really good, but that one.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna tell you guys right now. When you put it on your fucking shelf, you're not gonna be happy.
I think it's one of those things that's just gonna have to be in hand or whatever, you know, because things always look a little weird in picture. Once you get in hand, maybe it'll be better.
Plus, I think that's digibashed. So.
That one is digibashed. But
this one is not fully colored. No, they don't have the color prototype yet.
Yeah. That's what he meant.
Plus, that's not the right. Yeah, I'll say that's not the right green. It's a lot lighter than that.
Yeah. I understand that it's not what he meant, but that definitely looks a lot better than that, though.
I don't know about that, Jay.
Look at thunder thighs.
Are we back on me now?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll find out here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, the thing about the Toy World is he's rocking some feminine proportions. He's got, like, the top that's big and then a real small waist, and then it comes back out again.
I mean, look at right here, man. This shit looks fucking on the money, man. You're like, yeah, I can't wait to get it. And then you... Then you met up with Ace Milo at the fucking Staten Island Mall, and you're just like, really?
Oh, my God, Becky.
That's like if you've ever seen, like, those... For all those people that like Pinterest... You ever see those people that try and make cakes and then they face off and it says nailed it and it's completely wrong?
And you know, I never had any intentions of sharing these photos, but when I saw them, I just said, you know what, I'm not being a hater on the set. I really want to get into this set 100%. But then once I saw these pics, I was just like, I don't know, man. We just had to share them and see what everybody thinks. So I guess we'll see what's up.
Yeah.
And we talked about these guys, and we're back on track here. And the next one is
Warbitron Jazz.
The Warbitron Jazz.
Upscale. It'll probably get canceled. No jazz ever comes out.
Yeah.
Keeps canceling jazz.
Hating on jazz. Jazz is like embargoed.
Justin, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I need me a jazz.
Yeah. Like, this will be a good placeholder, but it's not the one I want. But
this is not the one I want.
But this is it's upscale the chug.
Let me ask you guys a question. Is the okay? So look at where the headlight is. Come straight down. Is that a white piece or is that a gap? No, right behind the chest. Come down
one way. I'm just trying to figure that out too.
Right there. Yeah.
Definitely a gap.
Oh, okay. Is this white?
The background.
That's the windshield right there.
Oh, yeah. That's the windshield.
So that's the gap.
That's weird, man.
That sucks.
Yeah. That's weird. Can you guys see me magnifying this?
Yeah.
Okay.
It really is kind of like the Chug one upscaled. I mean, it
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Without a doubt.
At least it has a real Porsche alt mode, but
yeah, I don't have the alt mode pick. I got disgusted after looking at this thing. So
it'll look a lot better once they paint the shit out of it.
It's not that bad.
I'll get it, but I still want the G1 version. So.
All right, we're on this make toy shit.
I didn't even really pay attention to what the hell this was. I just smelled the disappointment. And
yeah, it's Cross Dimensions.
Are they trying to just redefine the...
Yeah, they're trying to do their own thing with the franchise and like make their own kind of story deal, it seems.
Is there fiction coming out with it?
Yes, some sort of.
I'm just trying to shush. What's this all about, man?
Do you want me to read this out loud? Let me read the little blurb.
I like that he has a grill for his abdomen and a grill for his ass.
Look at this.
What? I'd believe that if I was like a Cybertronian mode.
I have a theory about this, guys. I really have a theory.
Oh, God. Here we go. James theory.
They're trying to get a hold of the Rubicon.
No, I think... So, you know, a couple weeks ago, they put those teasers out of the silhouettes of, like, the Masterpiece styles, right?
So you saw it.
I really think that Hasbro is actually sending out cease and desist to everybody. That's why everybody's changing their names. That's why they're changing designs, you know, and they're not just talking about it. So, that's my theory.
Okay.
This is Make Toys.
Make Toys. This is their Cross Dimension. This is the teaser, right? That they dropped a couple of. You think that Megatron teaser is going to be a Cross Dimension thing too?
It's not. That's the remaster line. This is a different line.
Okay.
Yeah. This Cross Dimension was what everybody thought was going to be Power Master Prime, I think, but he's clearly just got axes for.
Somebody went a little crazy with the fucking crayon on that vehicle mode, man. They went. A little too crazy with maybe the Apple Pen was acting up when they did that. I don't know.
It looks like a Duocon. It's like two parts to form the alt mode.
You know what? Anybody ever see Black Hole, the movie back in the 70s and the 80s? That looks like the Bob of...
No, I saw Beyond the Green Door. Probably similar.
It's all fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't think that the robot mode looks too bad.
So what is this going
to be?
Is this going to be a deluxe Chug size or a Voyager? Is this going to be Masterpiece? Do they even know? I mean, what the fuck is this? Hummel.
My problem with all these things is, like, you're trying to make your own character, I guess, and, like, I think everything that's come before has always had a place to go. Like, even the fans project stuff. When it first came out, like it was different than, you know, your Chug scale, but like that Ultra Magnus definitely fit with your Chug and the Headmasters fit with that stuff. And then there's like this, it's like, well, I don't really need another Optimus or a Bumblebee. Like, so you're just buying it for the sake of it being Optimus or Bumblebee at this point, like.
Right, like you have no connection to that representation.
Right.
You know what excites me the most about this? That the blurbs are written correctly. There's no English.
Worked side by side with Convoy for many years before Convoy was given the Rubicon. All right, good to know that.
If they make a TV show out of this, I'll be happy.
I don't know what I got from the trailer or anything.
Are you in for these, Dan?
Oh, hell no, but I mean, if I figure a TV show out of it, then I'll be more than that.
Ruthless, intelligent, and ambitious beyond reason. Dude, yeah, these were definitely not written by anybody overseas.
His legs are 5 times the size of the rest of his body.
So the name's the same as what they're calling their masterpiece one, though, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't that the same name?
The silhouette they put out for the other one, though, is way different. Like, it had a cannon and everything.
That one was total G1.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
All right, you guys were fucking gooshing all over the place with this guy. So I figured we...
You're talking about Star Saber.
Yes.
Yeah, great. Whoa, look at that. Look at that wrist on Star Saber's left hand there.
Yeah. A little limp there.
It's like a Deuce Smiley installation.
In the chat.
So this is MMC that's making this Carnifex?
Correct.
They're Carnifex.
Pre-orders went up today. I'm sure they're... this seems like a piece that, like, if you don't get in on it, you're not going to get it.
Yeah, I got in on mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's save money for me.
And that looks like it's final. I don't, you know, there's not really a whole ton of, there's not a lot of, no licks of paint on there.
Yeah, it's got to be coming soon.
Not even the torso? I mean, the torso's got a nice sheen to it, but I mean, I guess that could just be
MMC does a lot of no paint jobs, you know, like they're very minimalistic in a lot of their stuff.
Non-lickers. They're non-lickers. Yeah.
Didn't one of the reviewers say that all of that blue was painted on?
Oh, the one reviewer that got their hand on it?
It was reviewed.
Yeah, but so is all the black plastic, or is that black painted on?
Fucking Dan.
Look at the gun. The gun's not painted. The legs aren't painted. I mean, even they maybe painted that turquoise, but then that's it. You know, there's no accent filler.
There's no accents. There's no little, you know, little doodads here and there.
But I will say this. I mean, for it's one. Everybody thought this thing was going to be like $250, and it's, what is it, $189?
I thought it was less than that. Was it that much?
$189.
So $189 is cool. I mean, I think that's how big it is. I mean, that's a fair price.
Yeah, I mean, he's
a party company.
Oh, man, look at that.
He's the same size, or probably bigger than the Fans Toy stuff, which goes for, what, $200?
So,
yeah.
You know, I'm fine with that.
And shout out to UNM for these picks, man. He really did a great job with the set.
So, I didn't hear you. Justin, did you say you were going to get this, or is this a pass for you?
Oh, I'm absolutely in on this one.
Okay, yeah, because you're a comic guy, right?
No, not really, but I love Overlord. So.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah, you're in on this, right?
Yeah, I got 2 of them.
Yeah, he ordered 2.
2 times. I'm going to get the papers. Get the papers.
So, yeah. For Matt out there, I'm just going to say money bags.
Money bags.
I'm pre-ordering regret.
I only have 2 words. For fucking Decepticons.
Missing out.
Right, for me, like, this is like it doesn't really, it's not really part of my collection goal, and then it's like it's gonna open up the door to me getting other things that I never planned on.
I mean, it's a beautiful figure. Yeah, absolutely. It's awesome. Stunning. I just have no place for it in my collection.
It does nothing for me.
It doesn't fit in with anything. I'm getting one, but it's not gonna fit in with anything.
You're getting how many?
You can't even stand it with your six shot. Like, it's gonna stand 6 it's inches like, taller than your
it's
six
like
shot.
It's like J. Rus at FFCon.
Yeah.
He's a big dude.
So, there you go. That's 2 alt modes, right?
Yes, here's the other one.
Yeah, it's a...
That has the base mode.
Technically, that's a duo-con.
I don't have the base mode. My bad.
Oh, Jay Ruse, you see that? Here's your KFC reflector.
Dude,
you
look fucking
and then we're going into these guys.
You haven't bought a reflector yet, right?
I have a reflector. I have Fans Toys.
Oh, okay. Are you still buying this too or no?
He looks fucking great. I think I was right. The whole time.
Answer my question, though.
I don't know. I already got a reflector.
What's up with that fucked up Energon cube in the middle?
No. Listen, if you look at it, that's right. They're the little stack Energon cubes.
Yes, they're compressed. They're a compressed stack.
What's the middle one? So just you're wrong.
It's a piece behind it.
Oh, I see. But it's not stacked though. Like,
and what's up with the shoulder pants? Shoulder pants.
What's wrong with the shoulder pads?
Maybe they're going to play some football.
Are you in on this set, Justin?
Nope.
It's that sort of kings, better than diamond rings. That's football.
Football.
Football. Yeah. All right.
This is electronics.
Wildcats.
They did kind of a similar thing with the gun that Fans Toys did with the lens.
They've also borrowed some things from that Perfect Effect, like the Gatling gun made from the tripod or whatever.
Oh, wow, that's bad, man. Yeah, that's pretty tough.
That lens looks shit, hey.
Well, you know, the plastic's probably shitty, too, so, you know.
Hashtag
got him.
By the way, going back to the Energon cubes, this one shows that there's definitely... You could say there's something definitely fucked up with one of the...
Yeah, what's that? No. That's the liquid Energon that's filling in the cube.
Oh, I see. Not something I need to
tell. Half empty, half full.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know it's half empty, half full? This fucking camera mode.
I just want to show something with the center bot, if you can bring a picture of the center bot. There. I like how the lens, I'm using my pointer, like people can see it, like I'm screen sharing. The lens is actually in there. You can see the aperture and everything. That looks fucking badass.
They really did a good job with that.
Until you fit that little tiny plastic lens over it and crack that thing.
Probably. And it's got it's got electronics, right, man? There's a sound. You go ka-ching, ka-ching.
Oh, God, they're putting so much stuff in there, it's just more things to fill.
Dude, like, they ruined it with that. Like, that's where I have to give it to Fans Toys. Like, their lens, when it's all put together, is fucking amazing looking.
Yeah, it's a hard fucking put together, though. It's fucked up how you gotta do it, but...
You almost could save this whole camera mode if you just did replace the lens, like...
Oh, God, look at that tripod.
I mean, even Make Toys makes this... Yeah. Well, and maybe it's not. I'm hoping that it's not done, and they're still working on that piece. I mean, it is KFC, so there's a good chance it'll never come out anyway.
There we go. More bad chicken in the house. I think it looks great.
He does look good.
I'm fucking in.
I'm definitely
in. Yeah, I like this, too. Now, are there three of them, or is it just the one so far?
They showed two.
The second one.
Yeah, I think there's two so far, and I got that down here. But
so do you think they'll do what they did with the Swarm Pack?
It's possible they might sell him singular and then sell the others in three packs.
Hold on, before you go, look at that axe that he comes with. Doesn't that look like the trees for the front wheel?
Mm-hmm.
How it has the springs in them?
Yeah, probably. I
wonder if that's what that's going to be. Is that they're called, trees on the front?
Sure. Yes. Yeah. Trees. No, you call them. No, the trees come up for the handles.
Right. Okay.
If my Orange County Choppers.
Are y'all saying tree like all tree of y'all?
Yeah. Nah, trees. They call them trees.
I know what they're called. They're actually called forks. Thanks for trying.
Fuck you, fork.
Fork you. Oh, forks. It is forks. Thanks.
Not trees.
So it's the chug version.
They call it triple trees is what your handlebars connect to the forks.
Right, which is what Dust said. He said that it connects. All right, my bad. That's why I said that.
The chug version does the same thing.
All tree.
Banter!
Put some respect on his name.
Let's get a banter cookie going on.
I like Starscream's white hand.
Sporks.
Put some respect.
I wonder what he was doing before this.
So what do you guys think about the scale? You think about the scale? I think he's all right, man.
Looks good.
Yeah. I'm not upset at it.
Yeah, and then you're going to have giant cone heads.
That's fine. Mm-hmm.
It's on a different fucking shelf.
Yeah, it's on a different shelf, so it's cool.
You don't see it.
Yeah, that looks good, man. This is one where I think, like, I'll probably even get the other guys, too.
Now, you think are you guys a big enough Rekgar fan to fucking say, yeah, I'm in?
Or is I'm not a big enough fan of the movie. Honestly,
it's the movie in the season 3 tickle, you know?
Listen, I need, like the blur, the Unique Toys blur, that scale that goes that's going to scale well with him. I'm all in for all my season 3 bots being that scale.
I can't wait for fucking Scott. I got the shelf ready.
What's up with his hip skirts?
Yeah, they're kind of
the saddlebags for the motorcycle.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Oh,
the,
there you go.
Down the chainsaw. Yeah.
They don't bother me, but maybe because they're not painted in this photo. Like, when you get it and they're full black, and they just glare at you. Oh, no, they're not.
Count your chickens before they hatch.
No, I think this is the vehicle mode for the other guy.
Well, look at the exhaust. Is that axe thing?
Yeah, the trees are nowhere to be seen.
Trees.
Some trees on it.
I don't know, dude.
See, this one doesn't look great to me.
No, this one looks stupid.
It kind of looks like shit.
Yeah,
it looks like a knockoff of the other one.
I don't know. I think I'm still in for it.
I don't know if I'm gonna get them all, but I'm
they're supposed to be made of garbage. But it looks like garbage.
Well,
guys, guys look like garbage.
I guess the right company's making them.
Oh, nice.
Got them.
Oh, speaking of bad chicken.
Oh, it's no.
We had the homeboy Ollie with some bionic implants.
Bionic six.
Shout out to Dan Plastic Crack for buying his old one at an aftermarket.
And it's probably going to be a lot better than this one because I don't think they're going to do too much.
Bionic six.
So all these white pieces on this Ollie are the pieces that they remade or remolded.
Yes. And you know, totally. With the remold comes a remolded price.
Ooh, what was the original one going for when it first came out? $80, right?
I can't even fucking remember. I think
60.
Yeah, I think it was like 69. I paid 40 for mine, so.
They've been pretty good. I bet you this thing will probably be 69. I don't think it'll be any more. They were pretty good. Like, they've been pretty good with their pricing lately.
I'm sure.
It's got a Wario logo in the back.
Justin, you got nothing to say?
Nope. I'll wait to see someone review version 2 before I waste my money on that.
You know, yeah. I have version 1, and I don't have any problems with it.
I'm happy with version 1, man. I ain't hating on that dude.
Yeah, I had that version 1 turbo and sold it for $10 or something.
Well,
like that.
Turbo.
I can't wait for this to come back out so I can ask our e-tailers to find me a gun because I'm missing the gun from mine.
I had to completely take mine apart from the waist down and fix it all.
The only thing that I had to do was throw a little bit of polish on the ball joints on the thighs. That's it for me.
I had 3 days worth of polish. Like, I had to let it dry. Like, it was...
I had to put a lot of coats on, too, but...
I bet you these colors are also the final colors, just so you can't see any of the stress marks.
No, that'd be awesome.
No, everything white is going to be die-cast, dude. This thing's going to be totally die-casted out. Man... They put on the site what they were going to fix, but I didn't save it, so I don't think we.
Doesn't matter. Really everything.
They're fixing it. Get it today. Yeah. Here we go with Takara's Brave Max. I know you guys were talking about that in the chat.
Like,
so
that's Hasbro's.
This is the Hasbro's.
That's Takara.
Nope, that's Takara.
No,
it's Takara.
No, it's not.
No. No.
Fuck you, J. Rooms.
Has the green window on the front.
You're right.
Thank you.
It said Takara.
Because it's Takara.
Where's the? I don't see a green window.
Jane, which one?
That's why it's Takara.
One at a time.
It's which Takara. James going to be right.
James, what is this? This
Takara.
Is the
Takara.
Thank you, James. Thank you. Fuck you, J. Rules. #.
You're going to have to put the arm on this thing, like Metroplex, when you get it?
Probably. Yeah, I still got to fucking... You're going to hook me up on how to take that off. I need to sell mine.
It's easy, dude. It's
Who wants a fucking Metroplex? Hit me up.
$250.
Nah, I'm not going to be that dude. It's going to be up there, but it ain't going to be $250.
So here's what battle tank mode...
$249.99.
There you go. Yeah,
it's a base battleship. Yeah, that's right. It is a space battleship. Head on them.
Yeah. All I hear is sparkle.
So somebody where's
the power pack, Sparkle?
Somebody said that I read somewhere that the Japanese version will have some voices from the original voice actor. I wonder if it'll say head on.
No, I really hope it's the fucking the stars dub.
Is everybody in on this?
Dan? I just pre-ordered my Takara Fort Max that I'm looking at on Anime Export with a green window.
Well, if you actually go and look, it
that's
says
a filler picture that they use.
Oh,
I was hoping it had the green window.
Get him, James. Get him. Get up on
I
that.
I like
ass.
The green window.
Like a G string up there.
I know James in on this. Dan, are you in on this?
I don't know. I'm torn on which one to get. I'll wait it out a bit.
The only way I'd be in on this is if we end up getting a new house and I have somewhere to put it.
You got those two TIE fighters.
Yeah, you know where those two TIE fighters are? They're still sitting by my front door in the boxes. Surprised that I haven't come home and found them in the yard, to be honest.
Justin, you're picking that up?
I don't know. I'm deciding. I like Fortress Maximus, but I don't know if I really need it.
I bet Matthew Deluxe Baldwin's getting four of them.
Oh, hell yeah. He's probably got them all.
He's going to build a house out of them.
He's trying a house.
Wait, Jay, how many did you order? I'll just buy one off of you.
Nope.
You know he's got two.
Yeah, you can buy my Debbie. You can try and buy my Debbie.
You got stacks of Debbie's buying.
Double its value right now, so go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I got Debbie's in the stock room right now. And
yeah, you know. Yeah.
Don't you wish you bought two of them?
Nope. It's worth about what you paid for it as long as it's sitting in your house.
It's only worth that much if you sell it.
Yep.
Well, yeah. So it's only going up in value.
Get that dough, son. All right, yeah, and next up we have the perfect effect. They are jumping on it. Jump on it. Jump on it.
Dwarf, and it's die-cast. I wonder if he's going to be able to hold it up.
Probably not.
Yeah. No, he ain't going to be able to hold it up.
17 coats of fucking nail polish. Maybe we will.
Oh. Metroplex has ratchets in his elbows.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
I'm worried about his wrist that kind of way,
That's how I used to like shape my Jolly Ranchers when I would eat.
Oh, it even has the little thing for your regular like small one.
Why did you make your Jolly Ranchers shape like a suppository? Never mind. I answered my own question.
All right, that's all I got for Transformer news. You
like knives, bro. Like knives.
Damn, all I would need is the handle then, because I have the other one.
That's all I got, kids.
Is there any other news on the Realm of Collectors IG, like for other figures and other lines and stuff? worth talking about? I know there is, but worth talking about?
Some Marvel Legends stuff.
Yeah, so we could just talk about that. There's a Punisher exclusive Walgreens, going to be Walgreens exclusive Legend coming out. He's doing his whole Rambo deal with the headband. And then there's two figures that'll be Walmart exclusives. We're getting a comic universe, cinematic universe rather, Falcon and a updated Winter Soldier. That'll be Walmart exclusives. They're calling it Wave 2.5 of the Captain America wave.
So it'll probably be a re-release of that wave with those.
Well, and I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say shout out to Asian Kid Matt that will get a Black Panther reissue in that wave as well.
Yeah. And go ahead, Dan. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to transition to something else. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, me too, but go ahead.
I was just going to say that another thing that was on there that was kind of neat is that NECA's doing a life-sized face hugger. So if you need the face hugger in your life, there you go.
Is that the one that's
life-size egg?
Didn't that one come with the egg? Or are they just doing the face hugger by itself now?
Face hugger, yeah.
Yeah, it looked like just a face hugger. I was going to say, isn't Figure Arts coming out with a whole bunch of Marvel stuff too?
Figure Arts has been in the Marvel game, but yeah, they've got a bunch. The Captain America that comes out this month, along with the Star Wars Mace Windu Figure Arts, both come out this month. Next month you get Captain. This month's Captain America. Next month's Iron Man, and then you get Ant Man the month after that. They've got one a month for like. Think until November.
Damn,
a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff. And the cool thing about Figure Arts is they space it out for you. Now, they are a little bit more expensive, obviously, than Legends. Well, double, triple, depending on where you buy them. But you don't have to buy them. You know, they don't come out all at once.
Yeah, they're limited edition Captain America Iron Man. It's pretty cool. Because of the Japanese comic.
That two-pack of that's a Japanese Toys R Us exclusive. Yeah. I have somebody trying to help me out with that. They will remain nameless.
No, we never talked about was Sandstorm.
We don't need to.
No, we talked about that last week.
We talked about it last week, and it looked like a Sandstorm
last week.
Did we go over all the alt modes for Blitzwing? Didn't KFC release what their jet looks like?
We went through the KFC last week also.
Where the fuck was I?
I don't know, man.
All right, so, sweet.
I was asking everybody all tonight, what are we getting here? And I had to go back and watch last week's.
So
one
last piece of news. We have J. Ruse. You got that ready for me?
Yep.
So let's highlight J. Ruse. Sometimes
he doesn't have.
We have one last piece of news from J. Ruse.
No,
news.
It's not that piece of news.
Oh, sorry.
This guy.
J. Ruse took a picture. Everybody. So, Jisk, why don't you tell him about your shirt?
Yo, so this is the TMNT shirt. It is now available for pre-order. It is $25 shipped in the United States of America.
KO, motherfucker.
If you need it shipped out of the U.S., you can hit up the Realm of Collectors Instagram page. Shoot a DM, and someone there will answer your it'll be Chris. It'll answer with all your needs.
It won't be me.
You guys have until next Saturday. No, I'm sorry, 528. We still got 2 weeks.
All right, cool. So we got
528 to get your order in.
I thought it was 128th.
We changed it. We fixed that.
Oh, come on. Don't be those guys that hit us up like 3 days after. Yo, is there still shirts?
Yeah. And I said it last time, and I'll say it again, and I'll keep saying it. It's one and done. Once the 28th comes, that's it. If you missed it, you missed it forever. Well, more than likely forever. And as you can see, it's a lovely slime green shirt with the Enter the Realm logo in the style of your favorite Ninja Turtle.
Not slime, ooze.
Ooze green, right.
Well, what's great about this, it ties into the year anniversary of the show, mm-hmm. and then it ties into the new Ninja Turtle.
And I don't know if this needs to be said, but you know, we don't make any money on these things. We don't do these things for profit. We don't get anything from it. This is the cost to get them plus shipping, and that's it. So it's not even we pay for our own shirts.
Yeah, we're probably losing. We're gonna lose money.
I have to pre-order this. If I don't pre-order this, then I miss out on it as well. So it's yeah. I just want to throw that out there. I think you know, I don't know. It's important. Some people care about that.
Definitely,
stuff.
Man. Definitely.
All right. So, yeah, everybody, make sure you get your pre-orders in. I appreciate everybody who have so far. Let's see. Dust, you want to run through the chat one more time before we do our...
Sure thing, man.
Goodbyes.
Let's see. It's the same guy. Justin L's in there. What's up, buddy?
Oh, internet celebrity.
Internet celebrity. Personality.
Yes.
KJ Smith is in there. What's up, brother? Brian Brink is chilling. Russ DeMoss is in there. What's up, Russ? Tiger Tracks said he's got to get out of here before he gets in trouble at work. All right, bounce, homie. Let's see. Same old Jackals that were in there from before. No one different, but there's a lot of banter. High banter. There's a high banter fucking going on right here.
There's a lot of banter
going on.
And thanks to everybody.
And Kenny Prime said, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. I don't know what that's all about, but...
I'll see you tonight, Kevin.
You watch out now.
Hey, thanks to everybody who watches live and hangs out in the chat.
Oh, he said that's his best Dust Mites impression.
All right.
It's now Douche Mites, by the way. But
so let's do some quick outros. Dan, where are you at?
Harvey double underscore Dent, MIG, and I creep in the ROC Facebook group.
J Ruse.
At J underscore Ruse on Instagram. I post a picture once a quarter. And
but it's a good one when he does.
And you can catch me on the PS4 network, cadaver underscore 11.
What nobody realizes is J Ruse takes about 38 pictures a day, and only one a quarter is good enough to actually put out.
Yep.
So when he dies, he'll it'll be like when Prince's catalog. It's gonna be the J. Ruse photo catalog.
His standards have gotten so high, he can't even his own photos don't even reach him. Anymore.
I don't see how he picks anything for the challenge. He probably just has the dog do it. He brings up the hashtag and lets the dog slobber and wherever it lands. All right, Jisk.
Yo, you guys can find me at JBatron on Instagram and the Facebook.
Justin.
At T2RX6 pretty well everywhere. So.
Ball.
Silver Age.
I am at Dust Mites on Instagram, Eddie Dust Mites in the Facebook group. If you're into Xbox, I got an Xbox One. Dust Mites is my gamer tag. Fuck you, J. Ruse. Dust Mites on SoundCloud. Don't forget, Four Horsemen album is definitely coming out soon. We are finishing up. We're polishing it up. Making it good for you guys. We got the DVD and the T-shirt combo coming also. So,
Jay?
You can find me everywhere, VictorySaber77.
I was going to say, Jay, before you talked, you were just like staring up at the ceiling, just like you were like
meditation. He's like looking meditation at the mode. Looking at the collection like, holy shit.
Nah, he saw a cobweb.
He's like, holy fuck, there's a lot of shit in here.
So if there's an earthquake, I'm gonna make, all these boxes are going to collapse on me.
All right, you can find me on Instagram at Pinkerton, that's PNKR10, and you can find me on Facebook under my name, Christopher Pinkerton, because that's what my mama named me. Shout outs to the Toy Detox crew, Raven Tyler, Ronan in the Toy Lab at Toy Lab Friends, the Shattered Cast Uncut crew, Bobby Robert, Deluxe Greg, Lenny, Oscar occasionally, and thank you again to T2RX6 Justin for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Booyah. It's like we're collecting Pokemon. We got to get a Robert D on. We're collecting Pokemon cards here.
He's
so
the
Robert
last
D,
one we got to have.
Yeah, we got to get Robert D on.
The nerd. 7 hours of content every week. The Cobra Life family, Dust, Mitty, Nate, and Otis. Album coming soon. Victory Saber 77, you forgot to plug something.
Oh, Plastic Fanatics Saturdays.
He's like,
no, there is no Plastic Fanatics this Saturday because I'm heading out of town. So.
Fuck, I'm off this Saturday, man.
Hey.
We'll drop an ROC hangout in its place.
Send your what's in the fucking box and Shelf Life videos to
EntertheRealmCast@gmail.com.
Folks, don't forget to get your shirt pre-order in. We didn't mention you do that on www.realm.
Realm?
Realmofcollectors.com. There's a link for shop, and that's where you're going to order your shirt. You can find us on Twitter at EnterTheROC. Facebook, Realm Collectors. It's a closed
Squeaky
group.
Chair.
It's a closed group, but we'll let you in as long as you're not selling sneakers or handbags. If you're selling sneakers, hit me up. IG at Realm Collectors. Posting awesome collector news and toy photography. If you want to participate in the community, it's real simple. Just tag Realm Collectors on your social media, and we will find you if you don't find us first. All right, that'll do it for episode 45. Hang out in about 20 to 30 minutes.
Yep.
Thank you for joining us tonight, folks. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you were here with us, and we appreciate that. Peace.
Anybody got anything for the outro?
My intro was legit. It was real.